tomorrow's news today.
It's Memorial Day. It's Monday, May 29th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be hosting today. I have returned to the airwaves. And I'm here on Memorial Day because it's such an important day when we look at what our country's turned into and where we're going and what so many have fought and died for the future and the existence of this republic. But I wanted to talk about someone who fought in the InfoWar so incredibly strong. And that was Robert Welsh for the John Birch Society, who was targeted by the ADL and the CIA. That was declassified 2 weeks ago with the national campaign of infiltration, of lies, of lawsuits, of harassment, and just criminal activity, truly authoritarian, totalitarian activity. I'm going to air excerpts of an hour-long speech he gave in 1958 here today, but here's just a few minutes of it.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. Now, here are the aims for the United States. One, greatly expanded government spending for every conceivable means of getting rid of ever larger sums of American money as wastefully as possible. Two, higher and then much higher taxes. Three, an increasingly unbalanced budget despite the higher taxes. Four, wild inflation of our currency. Five, government controls of prices, wages, and materials, supposedly to combat inflation. Six, greatly increased socialistic controls over every operation of our economy and every activity of our daily lives. This is to be accompanied, naturally and automatically, by a correspondingly huge increase in the size of our bureaucracy and in both the cost and reach of our domestic government. Seven, far more centralization of power in Washington and the practical...
All right, we're gonna come back and air large excerpts of this speech today. I've done this several times in the last 28 years, 29 years on air, but it's been a few years since I've played any of the speech, so we're going to air large excerpts of the speech. That's just an 8-minute clip they got off Twitter. I need to actually send Ben, one of our great writers, the full speech so you can post it under the live show feed today, because we need to memorialize not just those that fought and died for this country, but those that have been demonized and attacked and imprisoned and sabotaged over it. Just last week, absolutely incredible news broke. In fact, I'm going to pull the articles back up and cover it again today. But the ADL from the National Archives bragging how in the 1950s they started infiltrating the FBI police departments, working with the globalists, and would actually sabotage organizations and groups carrying out criminal activity, breaking into police stations, stealing files. The list goes on and on. And now they've been tasked with writing the new regulations outside of law to arrest everyone who, quote, is anti-Semitic or who is engaged in hate speech. And remember, just a few months ago at the WEF, the deputy head of the EU looks to the members of the U.S. Congress that were there visiting and said, we've banned free speech here, and you're about to ban it in America. And the members of Congress sit there and nod their heads. So I want to explain what's really going on here when we come back. Of course, Brian Stelter was also up there with them. I mean, these people are just incredible. This is very, very simple. First, they took our rights fighting the Reds, but the globals were running the Reds. The John Birch Society discovered that. And then they moved on with 9/11 after the Cold War was the pretext of power grab. And then that was the pretext to take our rights. And now they're just going directly to anybody that doesn't want total tyranny is a white supremacist terrorist. And if the ADL says you're bad, you're going to prison. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, we are living in an amazing time. The Great Awakening is here. That is the answer to the Great Reset and the New World Order. That said, the globalists are not going to give up. They're preparing new pandemics and new lockdowns. I told you this years ago, but now they're openly announcing it. So, yes, humanity's waking up and getting on a war footing, but we got incoming right now. It is Memorial Day, May 29th, 2023, on this Monday live transmission. Very honored and blessed to be here with you. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I'm still on the road, but I am hosting the show today for the next few days until I get back in Austin. Owen Schroyer and some of the other guest hosts will be riding shotgun with me as well. Let me just kind of sit back and say something here that's really important before I hit all the big news. And it's huge. A couple of weeks ago, I was on TV on the program of Steve Bannon. And he asked me, are we winning? And I said, well, all I can use is a gauge of what I see out in the public. I'm a well-known person. The average person is not well-known, so they don't really get to have that experience of what the feedback is. And I've heard talked about this 100 times. The listeners don't need me to repeat it, but basically I talked about the fact that I've got 95% love over the years, but still, you know, I would get 5% hate. And when you're walking down the street, that's still quite a bit. So for every 90 people, 95 people I shook their hands, I would run into 4 or 5 said, you're a Russian agent, I hope you die, or something like that. And people drunk coffee on me, tea on me, slap me in the back of the head. A lot of it has been caught on video. People know what happens to prominent populists in America, firsters, and conservatives. And then I talked about how it's been like 8-9 months since that's happened one time. By the way, it did happen finally last week. The guy came over and said, how dare you show your face in public? You got to be ashamed of yourself. And I started laughing at him and brought up, well, Madeleine Albright said that she killed 500,000 kids with sanctions and would do it again on 60 Minutes. Is that good? Is that good? Did I kill any kids? No. So get out of my face, start laughing at him. But all I get is love now. And I noticed they had a bunch of publications say, oh, look how crazy Jones is. No one loves him. Everybody hates him. That's like Tokyo Rose broadcasting the American sailors and Marines when we were right off the coast of Japan and had already bombed them in the Stone Age. Weeks before we dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, saying the Americans are defeated, America's on fire, no one cares about you, it's all over, you've lost the war. Remember Baghdad Bob in 2003? And you can see F-16s, F-18s, F-15s, literally 2 miles behind him, dropping 1,000-pound bombs and huge explosions, and U.S. troops had already taken over half of Baghdad. And Baghdad fell about 12 hours later. And they even made DVD comedy videos of Baghdad Bob saying, you've lost, Americans. It's all over. We've driven you. And then reporters would say, well, the Americans are just a few miles away. I mean, you can see their jets flying over and there's explosions. They go, no, no, no. We drove them out there. We drove them into the ocean. We drove them out of Kuwait. We've taken Kuwait. Remember all that? And it's the same thing. So what I'm going to do just for the left, because I realize how much they hate this, is I'm going to start taking film crews out into downtown Austin and the University of Texas, the most liberal places. And I'm going to, I mean, all I got to do at the hotel I'm at is just walk and sit there in the lobby for 2 minutes. And more than half the people that come through come over and are listeners. I can't buy myself a drink. I can't buy myself dinner. On vacation with my family. And that's not about Alex Jones, how great I am. It is an indicator of how awake people have gotten and how they're pissed off at the system. And so the left wants you to feel alone and not know how popular populism is and America First is. So just for them, and I've thought about how important this is, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do live feeds. But I'm just going to edit it in people that like me, because it'll be very entertaining. The haters are even, you know, better to illustrate. I'm sure we'll get some of those. If a big crowd, you know, forms, there'll be some. But once that happens, I'll do an hour live feed, say on 6th Street. There'll be 4 or 5 people that hate me. There'll be a couple hundred that love me. And you watch, the mainstream media will cut out the haters and put that out. But that's okay. That's why they're dead. That's why they're politically obsolete, because everybody knows they play those type of games. So we'll put out the raw feed and live stream it, and then we'll watch the media go and deceive and say everybody hates me. But you'll be able to see the raw feed where it's 99% love, And so that's what I'm getting at here is the love is way more intense than it's ever been. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. I went just last night to a restaurant, and half the restaurant came over and shook my hand and said, "We appreciate you. We know you're right about the New World Order, and what are we going to do?" That's half the restaurant. He came to my table. And you see a few haters looking at you, but they, you know what now? They keep their mouth shut because they know they're wrong. They know they're going along with the establishment, they're screwing themselves and their family, and that's a big joke. Okay, you know things are viral when two separate big podcasters in the last 12 hours have sent me the same video. And I was intending to air this video today, and I'm going to air it because it's dead on, and I'm going to air it in its entirety. So I've been sent this last night and then literally 5 minutes ago, the number one podcaster in the world said, "Holy bleep, this video is insane." And I said, "Yes, actually, was just planning to air that today." And what is the video? Joe sent me the Kim.com tweet. "This is the most important video you will watch this year. Millions were killed with COVID-19 for profit. COVID-19 was an act of biological warfare precipitated on the human race. It was a financial heist. Nature was hijacked. Science was hijacked." This is from the recent International COVID Summit at the EU, hosted by the European Parliament. So far, 766 million COVID infections have been recorded. And the breakdown here is absolutely critical. And we're going to be getting to that coming up here on the special Memorial Day broadcast. We're not just going to remember the troops that were killed fighting for this nation. We should now know the American people, people of the world, are the victims of a biological warfare attack. Are the victims of a biological warfare attack. And we need to really get our minds wrapped around the fact that that's the fact. So Dr. David Martin did an excellent presentation. So that is coming up today. Already had that on my plate. You can find Dr. David Martin on Twitter at his site, Dr. David Martin World, getting the world to pay attention and take action to call for secession of weaponized nature is essential. So we're going to be airing that. Also, because we want to memorialize those who've been in the info war as well, I want to play excerpts of a powerful 1958 speech by Robert Welch, founder of the John Birch Society, especially because it just came out that the CIA and the FBI working with the ADL criminally targeted the organization, who was 100% dead on. Everything they said has come true. People think Alex Jones was right. This group absolutely scared the hell out of the globalists because they were populist, they were pro-American, they were anti-communist, they were not racist. And that was the prototype the ADL went after. And they declassified it 2 weeks ago that the ADL knew they were innocent, knew they were good, and set them up and infiltrated members in to then go to press conferences and say racist things so they could attribute it to the John Birch Society, which we know goes on. We know Southern Poverty Law Center, bare minimum, had people inside the office. And they would run around saying N-word, N-word, N-word. And people would say, "We're going to fire you, say that again." And they would quit. And then they were recording us, we now know. But they never got what they wanted because we don't run around doing that. We're not like the ADL. We don't give awards to Nazi collaborators like George Soros, who said the best time of his life was working for Hitler. So we're going to break all this down. There's so much more today. This is going to be one hell of a broadcast. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Again, thank you for joining us on this Memorial Day broadcast here with the Alex Jones Show. I want to be 100% clear. I'm not lessening the great sacrifice of the men and women who've died in the service to this republic in the last 250 years by saying that on this Memorial Day, we need to also think about the millions, not just here but around the world, that were killed by Fauci and by Bill Gates with the bioweapon release. Those are civilians targeted by the globalists, the depopulation operation, and we need to let that sink in and understand that we are the modern warriors in the information war that are taking these globalists on, and they're losing the fight with people of humanity. The truth's coming out. That's why I was telling the story last segment about Alex Jones being a microcosm or a bellwether, a gauge, a sensor, so we can know where the public really stands. And having 99 to 1 positive interactions, hell, I'd have to say 200 to 1 positive interactions, 300 to 1. I mean, I probably shook 1,000 hands, 2,000 hands in the last 8-9 months, and I've had one person come up and confront me. One person. And before, it was happening every couple days. I went to the grocery store, it was going to happen. 2-3 years ago, go to the grocery store, shake 20 hands, somebody walks over, F you Russian agent, or F you KKK member. And you just laugh at them because they're such idiots. But it's just not really happening anymore. And the love is more intense. So I talked about with Steve Bannon being in a little Italian restaurant with my wife and with a musician, friend of ours. And almost everybody came over that was in the restaurant. And then when I went out, I ran to 3 different groups of people. And all 3 groups were listeners. Black lady, white couple, Hispanic couple, all listeners. Every group I saw going to the parking garage was a listener. That really triggered a bunch of leftist publications saying Jones is insane. People don't like him. Look, he's making it up. People like him. I mean, just think about that. They want you to think you're alone. They want you to think they're winning. They're not winning. Yeah, Alex Jones claims black, white, Hispanic, old, young. Shower him with praise in restaurants. Well, that's it. I realize how much they hate this. So I'm going to, you know what I could do? I could wear a hidden camera. I could wear a hidden camera and go into a restaurant. Ooh, that'd be even better. Undercover investigation. So here's what's going to happen for the left. You control freaks. They're all in how you control culture and you're the cool ones and everybody loves you. I'm going to flood the zone with InfoWars love. How's that sound? But see, they already know that. Their psyop doesn't work on me. They want to make you ashamed of caring about your family or being a Christian or being against drag queen pedo time. But that doesn't work anymore as well. They don't have that power over you anymore, ladies and gentlemen. So now what are they doing? I can spend the whole show on this. I can play the clips all day long. We have like 7 different clips of the State Department saying, we thank the ADL for helping develop this plan. Now we're going to start censoring websites themselves and taking them down if there's any type of hate. And the ADL defines that. And we're going to move to arrest people that are hateful. We're going to arrest you for your speech. So this is already done in Canada. It's done in the UK. It's done in Europe. And now that's coming here. And you know what? I will play some of those clips coming up. But think about this. What are they really doing here? Well, it started back in 1946. We went from Joe Stalin's the greatest guy and the communists are great. He's our big enemy and the Iron Curtain speech that Churchill gave and the rest of it. And so, rightfully so, the U.S. was concerned about Reds. But that whole apparatus to spy on people by the FBI was not used to go after the Reds. It was used to set up the control grid network and secret police in America that's grown into what it is today. And then they start using the 60s and the drug culture, and the drug war starts in the late 1970s, early 1980s. And we know the CIA was controlling the drugs and those systems there. And they used that to set up a larger control apparatus and spy on people and asset forfeiture seizure and build the totalitarian, authoritarian, paramilitary system of the state. And then we had the backdrop in the 70s and 80s of hijackings and Islamists that were real. A lot of them were real hijackings. Some were fake. That's even come out in Academy Award winning documentaries, about the attack on the Olympics in Germany back in the 70s. But the attack wasn't fake, but they did a fake hijacking later. But that's a side issue. So they use the Islamic threat to take our rights. And then with 9/11, it surges forward, the Patriot Act, all of it, right as the Cold War is basically over. They need a new boogeyman for the trillions in funding and wars. And now they admit, okay, the entire anti-terror apparatus is really for white people. And white people are terrorists, and they're everywhere, and they're going to kill everybody. And we've got to censor them. We've got to surveil them. We've got to watch them. We've got to control them. And here's the ADL trotted out to then declassify 2 weeks ago. the U.S. Archives did. Hey, the ADL since the 1950s has been targeting groups like the John Birch Society and would infiltrate them and go to press conferences and pose as racist to blame them in a false flag. So 2 weeks ago, we covered it big here, a week and a half ago, there's the ADL publicly bragging, and they say, we did it before, we're doing it again. Well, believe me, I know you're doing it again. I've experienced it. And so they cold-bloodedly know it's about power. They cold-bloodedly know it's about control. They cold-bloodedly know that Trump wasn't a Russian agent. So here's what happened. First, it's the Reds. Then it's the Cold War and the Russians. Didn't mean that some of that stuff wasn't real, but it was used to set up systems here. Then it was the drug war. Then it was Islam and 9/11. And now it's just forget all that. It's all about the American people. We're all terrorists. And so they're just moving on from 7 years of saying we're all Russian agents with zero evidence. I mean, I watched House Armed Services Committee hearings 5 years ago where the congressman goes, give me one example of a Russian disinfo agent. Well, InfoWars and Alex Jones comes to mind. He's Russian disinfo. Really? Never been to Russia? Don't speak Russian? Know one Russian? Was an Army veteran and a patriot that does like call screening for us. So I do know one Russian. One Russian, you know, does work for us. It doesn't run anything, but I mean, I run everything. But the point is, I do know a Russian. So that's that. You know, there's millions of them around the world. But zero connection to Russia, zero connection to any of this. And they just say Alex Jones is a Russian agent. Now, everybody knows that's a lie. The Durham report's out there. People knew it was a lie before. Trump's not a Russian agent. It's all pure crap. They had to resort to, well, out of his thousands and thousands and thousands of condos Trump owns, there's Trump Towers in every major city. So it's like got to be like 10,000 condos. I don't know. You see them everywhere. Well, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that maybe 50 or 60 of those are owned by Russians in New York and in Miami and places? And the FBI's raided all those places. And they come and they ask the neighbors, have you talked to the Russians? What are these Russians doing that live right here? That's all they've got is that some Russians bought condos from Trump, as if Russians can't go buy things. I mean, but see, that's all they've got. So now that's all been disproven. So now they're moving on to, oh, you're really a Nazi, and we're going to surveil and control you. And we define Nazi as not liking open borders, questioning elections, not wanting to take four shots, or have lockdowns. We'll be right back. Stay with us. And we are back live on this Monday Memorial Day transmission. Before I start plowing into all this news and latest developments, again, I want to be very, very clear with people. The globalists are out in the open. They've been caught carrying out a forced depopulation operation. There is major opposition forming, not just in corporations, but in major governmental institutions. We've got more evidence of that coming up next hour. So the fight is on. The heat is on for the New World Order. The heat is on for us. We're not going quietly into the dark night. We're not rolling over. So the main battles are here now, and we've got to win this war. So that's the point I wanted to get to, is that there are so many different political ideologies and systems out there. And most of them are funded by the big banks to create confusion and to create a Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, where they play different forces off against each other. We try to get people to politically, culturally, economically, spiritually pull up above the manipulations within the paradigm and have full spectrum analysis of how the entire operation works, and not what the globalists say they want for humanity, but what they actually are deploying against us. But more and more, they don't even deny the horrible things they want to do. They spin them as if they're a good thing, because now we've gone again out of the testing phase into the operational phase. So people say, well, which is it? Are we totally screwed, or are we, you know, doing a great job? Well, it's how that great novel begins, The Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. And that's really where we're at in this crossroads in human development right now. I mean, there's so much here. Here's the best way to break this down. And I talked about this years ago. I talked about this months ago. I talked about this weeks ago, but finally people are getting it. And I've seen a bunch of news articles out of prominent publications, even the Wall Street Journal of all places last week, saying the left woke system is a religion, and it's consciously a religion to replace Christianity to make the state God. And they're making it as obscene and bizarre as possible to test their adherence and make sure they'll do whatever they're told, and to move the Overton window into such insanity that we'll just be happy if they take us 1 million miles into tyranny and we can drag it back 500,000. But we're still 500,000 miles into tyranny. So, and obviously as listeners and as smart people before you ever heard me, you already know that. But when the Wall Street Journal gets it, and when I see understanding of the how this is psychological warfare and people get that, once you're aware of the psychological warfare, you've got the 35,000-foot view. It's very, very hard to control you. In fact, the propaganda does the opposite. It pisses you off. It motivates you. It spurs you to stand up. So here's an example of this. And I describe this as kamikazes. You see Anheuser-Busch lose now $10 billion and lose, now it's 35% of their market. And they predict in 6 months it'll be 60% of their market. They destroyed the number one beer company in the world. They had to spend tens of billions of dollars in advertising to get to that point. They had to be a 100-plus-year-old company, gone, just gone like that. Because the majority of people don't want to teach pedophilia to children. The majority of people don't want some weird fat dude in a clown outfit with a kid on their lap saying, "I like Bud Light." I mean, you're like, what freak show is this? Okay. You got to understand, if you read the emails that major psychological department heads were sending Hillary in the WikiLeaks the year before the 2016 election, they say, "We've lost the public. All we've got now is social warfare." And she emails back and says, "Well, let's meet this week on what we do." And it's race war, it's culture war, it's all this. They know sending fat dudes dressed like clowns saying it's a woman into children's schools who are convicted pedophiles in many cases, it's just going to make everybody go crazy. They know putting men in women's sports and letting them just beat the living snot out of them is going to piss everybody off. That's the goal, folks, is to make all these crazy sides clash together, okay? And because the left's the crazy ones, but they make us get crazy, and so that's the dialectic. It doesn't mean we don't oppose all this stuff. We oppose it from seeing what it is and calling it out to both sides. Okay. Now, here's an example. So they lose, now it's 10 billion and 30% or whatever it is, the market cap. And then suddenly all these other big companies, cosmetic companies, other beer companies, clothing companies, Nike, they all pile on and they say, "We're getting involved in this." They already were planning. It's their new culture. It's their religion. It's about depopulation and its root. We got Owen Schroer in here in a minute to comment on this. And so now Target's lost $9 billion in the last week. They've lost massive amounts of their stock because they were putting an entire front cap up at the front of the store, and it was for children. It was children's bathing suits and all this tuck-friendly stuff and all this stuff. And it was Satanism. And they pulled it because there was a backlash and people got mad about it. They didn't pull it because there were threats at Target. The one video they showed that was terrorism was a guy 2 years ago who's a leftist prankster posing as a Trump supporter on Pride Day, smashing a cardboard sign in Target. They all knew it was fake. They all knew it was staged. They still ran with it nationally. AP ran with it. All the rest of it. But here's what I'm getting at. They're kamikazes. And so when they see one company lose $10 million, they go, "Well, let me do worse than that. Let me lose that much or more." Because they figure once they all do it, they're going to overwhelm us and we won't have a choice and they're just going to make us give up. But if we're aware of it and never give up and realize they're the ones that are losing, we win, they don't win. You understand that? So that's what this is all about. We're going to skip this network break coming up so we have more time with Owen. So that's where we are in all of this. And an example of 35,000-foot view is realizing how it's even in their white papers 30, 40 years ago they were going to do this. And the transgenderism was created by MI6, the Tavistock Institute, and just all of this to do what they're now doing to society. We've got coming up the UN Director of Sustainability. Look this guy up. Major top UN official. Goes public and talks to some of the big German lawyers that are suing the EU right now over the poison shots, and says basically it's a cult of pedophiles. To get entrance into the cult, you've got to have sex with children. This is a consortium of evil people, and I've been around them. That's coming up. And, of course, the Epstein list is out, and it's all the top Democrats. I mean, it's what we know, ladies and gentlemen. And this is from last Christmas, last year, but it needs to be seen today because I never heard it. So that's going to be coming up as well. So when you see all this and it doesn't make sense, you have to understand, with the central banks and the global credit score they're bringing out, the credit score starts with the big corporations. And so when they follow the globalist orders and follow the script to sexualize children, to promote the breakup of the family, to promote communism, promote inflation, to promote all the things that make us weak, they then get unlimited money from the big banks, from BlackRock, from JP Morgan Chase, from Goldman Sachs, from the big brokerage firms. And that's all this is. And that's what the SEGs are. That's what the social credit scores are, is the corporations are already on it. They're already pulling in one direction to establish their system. So again, you see it and you think, this is discrediting them. This is destroying them. Well, that's why North Face and all these people are piling on to make it as obnoxious as possible, and having guys in clown suits saying, we're coming for your children. Your children belong to us. They're given the script at city councils in Australia, UK, the US, to come and say, your children are ours. We're coming. We're going to get them. And they're given a script to say that. And they actually want your kids. A lot of them are convicted pedophiles, it turns out. But the point is, they're told, this is our time. As they're coming out, here's your script. So whether it's Australia or whether it's the US, they come to the dais and they say, I'm going to get your kids. I'm going to groom them. They belong to us. And your children have a right to have sex with adults. And by the way, we'll put your head in a guillotine and cut your head off. Here's a new Target shirt. You don't agree with us. And by the way, I love Baphomet. And by the way, we set up a death cult. We want you to join our cult. We're going to give the trans fire to your children. Your children belong to us. I mean, this is all being sold on T-shirts at Target. They're like, how dare you not like Satanism? We don't really believe in the Satanism. We're just saying it to mess with you and make you mad. That's what Target said. And you just believe in the transgenderism to cut the kids' testicles and penis off? And then in the national studies, it magically increases suicide? Oh, because you just want to mess with us? That's how you mess with us, is killing kids? That's how you mess with us, is guillotines, you're going to cut our heads off? That's how you mess with us, is the whole front of Target, a bunch of freaking, you know, paraphernalia? I mean, you know, adults feel kind of weird in a sex shop because you're in, you know, in the sex shop or whatever, and you know, you're checking out this and that with your wife. You don't want to walk into a Target and it's a damn sex shop. I was in a CVS a couple weeks ago because I saw the clip online. It was true. CVS has put the vibrators, and I mean it's like a giant section, right next to the toy aisle. It's meant to mess with us. Oh yeah, heterosexuality is a plague. Satan respects pronouns. No, Satan invented pronouns. So, and here's the artist that's a woman to man. So the point is that you have to understand it's meant to bewilder you and break your will. You got to ask, look, the ADL is on national television saying, we're going to arrest you for your speech. We're going to take your website for your speech. That's totally jumping the shark. But they're doing it because the system is desperate. So first we're taking your rights because you're a communist. Now we're taking your rights because you're connected to Muslims. Now we're taking your rights because of COVID. Any of you could be guilty. You're all suspect. Now we're taking your rights because you're all really white supremacists. And we're going to lock you all down and cut your gas off to save the earth. These are the climate lockdowns. It's all their plan. It's all being said. So when you look at the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, they are conscious lawyers that are being controlled by the CIA on record in the Carnegie Endowment that actually runs that. And they give them the script, and then they go out knowing full well that the face of censorship, the face of surveillance, the face of arresting people for their speech is now going to be Jewish. And so that's what the ADL is doing, is literally being paid to scapegoat Jews and to make them the archetypal villain for the eugenics-based depopulation, New World Order, globalist system. You know, I said this last week, and it got picked up everywhere. Jones claims super Nazis are in control of the eugenics movement, and that super Nazis are, and they go, but eugenics started before the Nazis. Oh, I don't mean Nazis out of Germany. I mean eugenicists, mad scientists, Joseph Mengele types that see everybody of every race, color, and creed as useless eaters. They want to depopulate. That's this globalist plan. Human-animal hybrids, clones, geoengineering, this whole system, 5G, GMO. I don't care if you're black, white, gay, straight, old, young, Jewish, agnostic, you know, whatever you are, Christian, Muslim, you're all under attack by the New World Order. So I'm not an apologist for the ADL. I'm not an apologist for, you know, anti-American, you know, groups that have organized to literally bring this country down and bring down our First Amendment. But I'm just explaining, they're just been hired to create the dialectic. They've been hired to create the dialectic to go out and say, we're taking all your rights and we're watching you and controlling you because you're a white supremacist. We define a white supremacist as anybody that questions open borders, forced shots, lockdowns, wars, and they're always a censorship. They just say anything we control. And then it's a Jewish organization that is coming out as the front group, but they released the documents 2 weeks ago. They really work for the CIA and FBI to then do this. And then a lot of people are going to look at that and go, whoa, it's this group doing this to me. So it's the government and the whole corrupt bureaucracy and the mad scientists holding up this shield of the ADL and saying, okay, here's the Jews. They're going to take your speech away. I mean, think about the deception level and the manipulation and just how sick that is. I also said something that went viral, and we're going to Owen. I also said something that went viral a few weeks ago. I was just, you know, being honest with speculation. When I'm speculating, I say, I don't know, but it feels like this. And it's come out that the National Front is a government-run organization. That's been confirmed. It's come out, the ADL documents came out a few weeks ago, that they infiltrated right-wing groups and tried to make them racist. And when they couldn't, they would just say racist stuff in their name, a false flag. And then the ADL released this. They're proud of this. That's criminal behavior, in my view. The Southern Poverty Law Center does it, too. And I said, it felt like when Ye showed up here, because I told him, I don't want to get into a bunch of Jew bashing. And I said, I think it would really be good if you reached out and said we should unify all around basic ideas of freedom and everything. And in the First Amendment, they're like, yeah. We want to clear that up. Yeah, we want to actually do that. And then he's like, I only want to come on 1 minute before we go live. I want to show up and right at the start of your show. And I went, okay, they got some big trick they want to do. It's some kind of deal. Whether they work for the feds or not, I'm not even saying that's the case. I can tell, you want to come on right when I go live? So 1 minute before we go live, he shows up wearing a mask. And I said, oh, okay, will you take it off later? Yeah, maybe. Well, what are we going to talk about? And then the whole thing is, I love Hitler, the Jews are bad, and all this stuff. So I simply said, this feels like a setup. Like, people think the dinner with Trump was a setup. I'm not even saying that. I don't think they talked about loving Hitler at the dinner with Trump. And Trump didn't know it was coming to dinner. He thought it was Kanye West, Ye West. So I'm not saying Ye West is a Fed. Maybe he's the greatest troll ever. I believe in his First Amendment rights. But the point is, when you look at this dialectic, I'm not saying Nick Fuentes. I love how his supporters ran around and said, they say Nick's a Fed. I said, I don't know this, and I'm not even saying this is a case. I'm saying, is Ye being blackmailed with his tax issues and the rest of it, where he suddenly comes out and quadruples down and does this? And I'm simply saying, if there's a long history of the ADL and other groups getting people to behave like this and act like this and do these type of things, then I mean, you go out to a Nazi rally, American Nazi Party rally. I've covered them. They're very rare, but they've had them in Austin. I mean, you look at it, and it's a bunch of art students, gay dudes, and Jewish guys. And I mean, you can see. I mean, it looks like Larry David in the Nazi outfit. And you know, you look at me, I look Welsh. Okay, you know, you go to the Welsh areas in England, people look like me. I got the Welsh genetics from my dad. And these guys look like Larry David. They're just wearing Nazi outfits. It's real funny. And now the ADL admits they're doing this. Well, I mean, here comes Ye West, this whole thing. And I'm like, is this a setup? I'm allowed to say that. Because I don't think it's brave and cool to say I love Hitler. I don't agree with that. And I'm like, well, my grandfathers were in World War II. They saw what Hitler did. Oh, yeah, right. Your grandfathers, you know, they were brainwashed. No, they weren't brainwashed. They were badasses. And so I'm not going to be baited by the ADL to sit there and play into their game and attack Jews. But I'm going to tell Jews something right now. You're not stupid. Your number one enemy is the people that bought the ADL. And they're playing you like a fiddle in Hegelian dialectic, and you're in grave danger. Okay? And the bottom line is, you don't want the ADL speaking out for you. Just like these gay groups. If two women love each other, I'm not attacking them. If two men love each other, I'm not attacking them. I've always been like that. And you see these gays against groomers coming out. They're like, whoa, dude, we don't want to be associated with pedophilia. And instead of it being LGBTQ P, it's LGBTQ P plus S for Satanism. I mean, is that what you really, because they're just getting you to do whatever they want by, oh, you're for two men being able to get married. Okay, well, now you're for Satanism and drag queen pedophile time. And so we need Jews, and it's been happening, to come out and say this is wrong. I mean, come on. The ADL says Donald Trump's a white supremacist. I mean, the ADL says Elon Musk is basically a white supremacist. Who buys any of this crap? Who buys any of this crap? They say I'm a white supremacist. Who really buys that? That is absolute crap. I'm as big a white supremacist as I am as a Russian agent. And the answer is zero on both issues. But I'm proud of my heritage, and I will not be told I'm bad because of what color I am, and I'll stand up for myself. Well, that's what they call white supremacists, because you're supposed to be a bad person because of what color you are, if you're white, and then have the ADL tell you what hoops you jump through to prove you're good to them while they're taking orders from the Carnegie, Ford, and Rockefeller foundations on record. And again, they declassified it 2 weeks ago. They're proud of it, that since the 50s, they've been spying on the American people and setting up the fake racist movement to brand the Republican Party as bad. I remember articles the ADL wrote, the Southern Poverty Law Center, 10, 15 years ago. Jones is racist. Bilderberg doesn't exist. And when he goes and covers it, he's talking about Jews. So I'm like, I don't want to be forced to take shots. Why are you anti-Semitic? I don't want open borders and crime. Why are you anti-Semitic? I don't want fentanyl coming across. Why are you anti-Semitic? I don't want global government. I don't want to lose my free speech. I don't want to be surveilled. Why are you anti-Semitic? I said, I want a cup of coffee. Why are you anti-Semitic? I wipe my ass while I take a dump. Why are you anti-Semitic? It's just like, why are you anti-Semitic? Why are you anti-Semitic? Why are you anti-Semitic? Why? And are people smart enough to understand the ADL is not protecting kids who are great people on average and hardworking and diverse, okay? They're not helping you every time there's an unpopular government agenda jumping up going, we need to keep this agenda. They're going to kill the Jews. They're going to kill it. And weak-minded people go, my God, what the hell's going on? I'm bad because I'm white, and I'm getting beat on and attacked racially, and then I stand up and say it's wrong to defund the police, and I'm anti-Jewish. And people who were never anti-Jewish, never really thought about Jews, they're going like, what's going on? Well, Kanye, yeah, he says Hitler's good. I mean, use your freaking brains, people. I asked someone to be on the show today, and he's been sitting there patiently while I've been ranting and raving. But I don't want to cut Owen short, but just give us I'm going to be hosting the next hour with you, Owen. I'm going to be here. I got so much to hit, so many legendary clips that nobody even knows about that are so powerful. But we're totally vindicated. Humanity's waking up and winning, but the enemy's striking back. And I read the legislation, and then through the State Department, I'm legislation announcing we're going to shut your websites down, we're going to arrest people, and the ADL runs it, and the head of the ADL you know, is up there on TV and being thanked by the State Department. I mean, this is so criminal. This is so crazy. And can't people see the setup is coming? Massive false flags to be blamed on populists. That's the only way this dog hunts, Owen.
Well, Alex, you really had a lot in your hour of broadcasting here to respond to. But I think that on all the fronts, we can tell that this is the pivotal moment. It's the pivotal moment in the culture wars. It's the pivotal moment in the political phenomenons that we see going on, the battle between sovereign nation states and a global government, maybe best represented in what the World Health Organization is doing right now to end nation state sovereignty. And then with the culture wars, it's who is in charge of your children? Do the parents get to raise their children, or are they going to be raised by the state? Are they going to be raised by these big corporations? And if you don't want that, are you going to be called a bigot or an anti-Semite or all these other attacks on you? So, I mean, on all the different fronts, I think the reason why there's all this polarization and this hyped up energy is because we realize it's like, it's kind of a make or break moment right now, Alex. It's kind of a make or break moment because I think, generally speaking, the next phase of humanity is upon us. New technology, AI, new energy sources. I mean, even just the way the world looks, geopolitics, it's all going to change in the coming decade. The globalists know this. And so we're looking at all these different major pivots right now, and we're deciding, okay, do you get to have a nation state? Can a nation state survive on its own? Can you have a family? Can a family unit survive on its own? Do you have a birthright of self-government and independence? And so on all these different fronts, I think that that's why everything's so hyper-polarized. That's why everything's so hyper-energized. And that's why right now there's a full-on blitz from the globalists to get their winning moment right now in the culture wars and in the political wars.
I totally agree. There's a big article up on Infowars.com where a high-level government official, Fiona Hill, came out. She hates my guts and said the New World Order is losing and the world's all turning against us. Well, that's right, scumbags. Humanity's winning. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer. I'm Alex Jones. Well, while I was gone last week, and I'll be back here in a few days in Austin, but I'll be hosting the next few days, I got a lot of compliments on Owen Schroyer doing a fabulous job while I've been out, and also Harrison Smith. And the rest of the crew. And I want Owen to continue riding shotgun with me throughout the next few hours. But I'll let him towards the end of the next hour go and get ready for his show at 3 p.m. Central. Here's what I've done. I've had the folks in the live show feed at Infowars.com put actually the two-hour speech. I'd said it was like 45 minute long, but that was an edited one I'd seen. I didn't know there was a two-hour speech of Robert Welch in 1958. So I've not seen a bunch of this. I was watching it during the break, and I haven't seen a lot of this. So you find new stuff all the time. That's been posted in the Memorial Day live show. Also, the full EU speech at the Parliament by Dr. David Martin. That has been posted. It's a super bombshell. We're going to be playing all of that here today coming up. We also have the UN Director of Sustainability going public saying that the billionaires at the top are basically all pedophiles and that they're not allowed into the club unless they rape children. People said, that just sounds insane. Well, look at the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, okay? Again, in every other gang, I don't care if it's a black gang, a white supremacist gang, a Asian gang, the Italian mafia, the Jewish mafia, in all mafias throughout all time, you got to kill somebody or multiple people under orders to be a made man and actually in the club. You can work for the gang, like motorcycle gangs have the people that are prospects, people that are apprentices, may have to go a year, 2 years, 5 years, go get us ice, go deliver this pound of marijuana, go beat this guy up, you know, for the more serious criminal gangs. And the really hardcore ones, you got to already be in prison for serious stuff, so they know who you are, they know you're not an informant. And then later they just say, the really nasty ones like MS-13, they say, we want you to just go kill two 7-Eleven clerks. Just we want you to just kill them. And they go kill the two clerks. And they go, okay, you get a special tattoo now. You randomly killed two innocent people. And then they get even crazier. They say, well, MS-13 does this. You don't believe me? Look it up. The media tries to play it down, but it comes out from New Jersey to Texas to Florida. MS-13 Remember the MS-13 guy went and killed the Uber Eats driver or whatever it was and cut his body up for just no reason. Just killed him for fun. MS-13 will tell them, okay, we want you to kill a 10-year-old girl. We want you to grab her out of a park, and we want you to carve a pentagram on her and cut her heart out. That's just one case. That's a real case. Now, you understand now? So that's where they're getting all this, is from what the globalists have been doing for a very long time. Now, there is death penalty software MS-13 member accused of decapitating Uber Eats driver. Owen, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with you, and I want to get your take on where this is all going. But they admit, and I don't just believe their statement, it's true, that they're losing, and they're getting very desperate. But I don't want to be overly confident here, so I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it again. We're in the season of false flags, and they're really prepping things. So you can kind of see a jigsaw puzzle. When it's down to like the last 4 or 5 pieces, it's totally easy to put together. So I'm looking at like a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. There's like 5 pieces left, and they're false flag, false flag, false flag, mass roundups, total censorship, end of the country. And it's the same formula worldwide. So Europe's a few years ahead of us. Australia's a few years ahead of us. We know exactly how this is going to go down. The only question is, are we smart enough to stop it? And I want to explain to people, the average leftist or the average person that works for the system, I think you can notice it's getting pretty scary right now. I mean, the deeper we go down this tunnel, the worse security we all have. And that's really the big thing you have to understand. None of you are going to insulate yourself from this. Not your globalist masters, not you. So stop thinking you are. And I have some big news when we come back. Well, here's the good news. People are going to keep waking up at record rates because the bad news is we're inside the new world order now. Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun with me. I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this live Monday, May 29th, Memorial Day weekend. And I think about Memorial Day, and I think about some of the ancestors I've had that died in these wars. Thankfully, not too many. A lot of them survived, but I almost didn't exist because, again, both my grandfathers almost died repeatedly in the Army Air Corps in Europe in World War II, particularly my dad's dad, who did all his missions and then some out of North Africa and then into Italy, almost died repeatedly. And my dad knew some of the stories, never really talked about, but after he died, they went through a trunk he had and all the letters and all the stuff and all the letters back home. And it was all there. Pretty amazing stuff. And people that have been in those big conflicts don't really ever talk about it. When my uncle died about 7, 8 years ago, he was a Vietnam War hero, an amazing guy. We dug through his stuff, and it was like, wow, all the awards he got, all the stuff doesn't even sound real, like all these silver stars, you name it. And the point is, he was always such a great stand-up guy. He was probably my favorite extended family member, super smart, and hated the New World Order, so the U.S. government was run by a bunch of pedophiles. And that's what leads me to this next moment. He said, there's always going to be a point where you're working in the system where it gets so bad, you make a decision to keep your soul or to fight it. It was about a year before he died of pneumonia. He was in great shape, just got pneumonia and died. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, I was doing stuff in Central America and South America, and I ran Contra. I didn't get into the details of it. It was all secret as an Army officer. But he said, it was kids. He said the government was smuggling kids out of orphanages in Guatemala and giving them to really bad people, and he had to get out of it at that point. Well, now you see that major league upscaled going on in front of everybody. So imagine how big that is. And even in my family, my mother's brother, witnessed that, for himself and had a conscience and couldn't be part of it. I mean, he wasn't involved. I said, were you involved? He said, no, we just knew about it because he was running the airfields. That's what he did, was build airfields and officer running those airfields and building airfields. And he saw this stuff and like, what the hell is going on? And imagine what our Border Patrol is going through right now. They're seeing what my uncle saw and nothing being done, and the government completing the smuggling process actually, and going through the exact same thing on a bigger scale. So this is where we find our soul or we lose our soul. And if people working for the system, you think it's cool what's going on? 100+ thousand fentanyl deaths a year, hundreds of thousands of smuggled kids, many of them in sex trafficking. I mean, if you think war with Russia is fun, if you think a devalued dollar is fun, if you think open borders is fun, if you think all the pedophilia is a good thing, if you think you turn on any major corporate channel, it's just sex, 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 kids, 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 gay, 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 gay. I mean, it's just crazy. It's absolutely to break down, destroy culture. And that's where we are. And then I'm reading the legislation, and the ADL is like, we don't care if it doesn't pass Congress. They've had DeSantis pass stuff where you're arrested for your free speech in Florida, which is a big black mark on DeSantis. And then now the State Department, the big articles on Infowars.com says, yes, we're getting our advice and quarterbacking it as the ADL, and we're going to take down people's URLs that engage in any type of hate. Because, you hear, oh, don't say the N-word. You're like, well, I don't want to say the N-word, hurt people's feelings, but it's First Amendment. And next, it's, well, anything anti-Semitic. You're like, well, I don't hate Jews. I don't talk bad about Jews, but I agree with people's free speech. It's like, well, the definition of anti-Semitism is whatever we say. And actually say that. So, folks, you like getting called a Russian agent? If you posted, hey, I'm against this war, oh, you're a Russian agent. Hey, I like Trump. Oh, yeah, you're a Russian bot. You think that's bad? Now they want to take your URL. Now they want to take your bank account. Now they want to arrest you. What did Sacha Baron Cohen say 2 years ago at the ADL meeting? He said, if Mark Zuckerberg doesn't do what we want, we need to arrest him. And they went on to talk about me and how I'm a terrorist. I mean, come on, folks. This is so out of control, but it's what a dying, gasping, corrupt bureaucracy that keeps doubling down and losing, tripling down and losing, quadrupling down and losing, and they just double down. So I said it again. I'm going to ask Owen Schroer this question right now. I don't need to be a rocket scientist like Elon Musk, be able to sit back and look at this and say, okay, I got a jigsaw puzzle with 500 pieces, and there's like 10 pieces left. And jigsaw puzzles are slow going at first, but as you get towards the middle, it gets faster and faster, and it's exponential as you go. So we're down to a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle, big old jigsaw puzzle, laid out on the table, and there's like 10 pieces left. Well, I can look without looking in the box and go, okay, it's going to be some ocean and some trees, and it's going to be, I'm looking for some pieces that look like a house, but they're already right there in the bottom of the box. I mean, I can just pull them out, plop them in as fast as I can go. The only pieces left are staging terror attacks and blaming it on us. And then rounding up people and starting actually a physical civil war, which they want to have, which they've got plans to then turn the power off. You think you're going to take back the counties and cities and you're going to, you know, and then we'll like get together and beat the feds and all this. They're going to turn the power off. They got kill switches and everything. That's what technocracy is. They don't need the FBI to go flip switches or the State Department or the NSA. The bureaucracy, the corporations have the power. The SEGs have the power. The UN has the power. They got a UN treaty set to pass that literally decides what doctor you can have to lock you down, where you can go, forced injections, total UN takeover. All we said would be the UN, didn't we? Because that was in the Carnegie Endowment plans in the 30s before they got the UN out of the League of Nations. And the John Birch Society had people in the Pentagon that were patriots, like Fletcher Prouty, who ran the major regime change operations for the U.S. government. They had people like Fletcher Prouty and others giving them all the intel, men that were in the briefing rooms being told this whole plan. And these men are in these meetings going, this is horrible, and giving it out to the John Birch Society. That's why it's exact what they say, exact, because it's exactly the documents. And so there's nothing more frustrating to sit here and people go, man, Jones must be psychic. Or he must be one of them. How does he keep calling it? They wrote Operation Lockstep in 2011 with the whole plan. So, of course, you could take a 2011 broadcast and go, he's psychic. He says word for word what happened because it's a freaking battle plan. Skip the break. So that's what's so crazy is it's like we're marching into our own firing squad. And the average leftist is giggling and laughing because they're getting reflected power off the globalists like you're part of it. You're not part of it, dumbass. And I mean, you really are dumbasses. I don't mean our general audience. I mean leftists. Because This is so diabolical. This is so evil. This is so out of control, and it's so well organized. But all you got to do is become aware of it, because they don't have the SEGs in. They don't have the social credit score in. Their whole COVID power grab failed, but it showed how serious they are, and they're getting ready to do it again. So, yeah, we just got beat up really bad. We got out of it, and karate chopped them in the neck, and they're kind of in the ditch flopping around. They're about to get back up and come back at us. And so whatever you're going to do, you're going to get your stuff and haul ass to the hills. I respect that. Or you're going to get in a fighting stance like I am and just say, this is the right thing to do. Come on, get back up out of the ditch. Or don't wait while they're in the ditch. Politically, nonviolently, culturally, while they're down, get in there and just kick those ribs full power. Break those ribs in the New World Order. Go right to the body and just break them. Break them. Break every damn rib politically they got. Savage their ass with the truth. Just get in their face. Have no fear. Say, you don't have authority over me. You don't rule me. You don't shame me. You don't dominate me. You're un-American. You're criminal. You're terrorist. You're the enemy. And we're going to defeat you with intellectual ideas and culture and where we spend our money before they get all this put in place, which they're failing at. Owen Shore, that's my rant. I'm really concerned about the false flags. What do you think we should do?
Well, let me just piggyback off of your jigsaw puzzle analogy. If the tyranny jigsaw puzzle is, let's say, 10 pieces away from being complete, where is the freedom jigsaw puzzle at? It's nowhere near complete right now. We're just kind of putting the edges around. We're just kind of getting an idea that we even have to build this jigsaw puzzle. The good news is there are way more people building the freedom jigsaw puzzle than there are building the tyranny jigsaw puzzle. If we can actually get people aware. And I actually wrote this down because you asked earlier, are we smart enough to stop this? But then you just use the word aware. And that's really what it is. It's not even about, are we smart enough to stop this? Are we aware that this is oncoming? Like, am I smart enough to hop out of the way of a bus coming down the road at me if I'm jaywalking? Well, no, I'm just aware that it's coming and I have a survival instinct, so I'm going to get out of the way. So much of what has been done to humanity for the last decades is to try to get rid of our survival instincts. They want to completely remove our survival instincts. They're not totally dead yet. We still want to survive. But you know, you mentioned this earlier, Alex, about what's going on at the border or people in the system. Something has got to give when it comes to this. I mean, what's going on at the southern border is obviously so criminal. It is an illegal immigration pipeline. It's human trafficking. It's child trafficking. It's drug trafficking. It's all there. It's the same thing going on at the FBI and the Department of Justice. The crimes committed by the Biden crime family that they have the evidence of, they have the deals, they have the money, they have the bank records, they literally have all of it. They have multiple whistleblowers, probably dozens, if not hundreds of whistleblowers. Something has got to give on these fronts. Something has got to give. They can't just run these criminal enterprises forever out of the Border Patrol and the FBI. Again, that's not even to say that the people at the FBI or the Border Patrol are bad. They're now working for a conquered bureaucracy. They're now working for a bureaucracy that has been conquered by a deep state, non-American institution that it's now being weaponized against us. So something has to give on that front. But you know, when you talk about the psychology, Alex, I think it's important for people to understand what we're dealing with here. And this is why psychology was so interesting to me and why I studied it in college, because if you understand somebody's psychology, then you can truly understand them, what they're doing and what they're going to do next. The people that we're dealing with, the people that go down to Epstein Island with all the sex trafficked children and everything that goes down on there, they don't believe in the same world that we believe in. They don't even live in the same world that we live in. They believe they've transcended laws, whatever laws that you or I believe in, whether it's
that's
common
right.
law.
They see us as animals. That's what. That's why every culture, when it degenerates, does human sacrifice. It's about we're over you, we own you, we're God. So to them, they do it to prove they have this power. They show they don't care. They're literally pissing God's face is what it is.
It's the way they view it. It's the law of the jungle, Alex. It's the law of the jungle. If a swarm of hyenas find a wounded lioness in a cave that can't defend herself, and the swarm of hyenas rip her to shreds and eat her. Well, is that evil or is that just the law of the jungle? That's how these people operate. They look at humans as weak, pathetic, and they're going to come eat us up because we're
not even
worthy. I totally
agree. But then what they do with their social Darwinism is they tell us to be weak and not be law of the jungle. And so we just sit there and take it. And if we even say anything back to them, we're bad. And that's terrible. But then they can attack us all they want. See how it works?
I mean, let's just go back.
They turn off our instincts. They turn off our will. And then they are savagely attacking us. It's sick.
Let's just go back and use an example here. We were down at the border two or three weeks ago now where we caught on tape Border Patrol and, sadly, the Texas National Guard doing an illegal immigration pipeline. It was right there. They bring them in on the buses. They lied about it. We caught them on camera. Now, me standing up and making a scene, one person standing up and making a scene and saying this is wrong, well, we saw how that video went viral. But that's just, I'm just one person, Alex. I'm just one person. They didn't really care about one fly.
Imagine if 50,000 people, instead of going to a motorcycle rally, and I'm not putting down motorcycle rallies, but if all the conservatives, if Rolling Thunder would have gone down there where human trafficking is going on and it would have stood up and said this was wrong, it'd be international news. It would break the will. But instead, it's just Owen Schroyer.
And so that's
it. Got millions of views.
And it was effective. But this is the psychological analysis I'm trying to give here. So if you have one lioness in a cave struggling, wounded, and a pack of hyenas come and they're going to get ready to eat that lioness, you say, okay, well, that's the law of the jungle. But guess what? That's the law of the jungle. Oh, I didn't realize. Guess what? There were 10 lions deeper into that cave. We didn't see they were there. And now the lions have come out, and guess what? The hyenas are scattering. So that's the paradigm here. As soon as America and Americans decide we're not going to be conquered, as soon as Americans and America decide we're not going to be slaves, it's over. These people are cowards. They will back down. But it's the awareness, Alex. It's the awareness. They want us distracted with all the fake boobs and the fake breasts of the Kim Kardashians. They want us distracted with the sports balls and everything. Hey, look, I'm human, okay? I like women. I like sports. I get it. But see, once it's flicked, Alex, once that switch is flicked on, there's no going back. Once we decide to stand up for ourselves and say we're not going to be conquered, it's game over. These people will fly away. They'll go hide in New Zealand. They'll go hide in their redoubts, and they'll try to reconvene to find out new ways to conquer us.
Absolutely. Let's expand on that. They're not that powerful. They always push to see what they can get, and when they get a problem, they pull back, wait till we go to sleep, and then they move forward. But if we permanently wake up these globalist corporations and how they operate and how they've purposely in their own admissions tried to make us weak and stupid, we will win. And so you're absolutely right. And to use the hyena and the lioness analogy is just absolutely on target. But I want to go back, guys, to 2 or 3 minutes ago. Show that footage of Owen in front of the ridiculous Texas National Guard, the Texas Guard and the National Guard. I'm not saying America's ridiculous or they're ridiculous. It's ridiculous what they're doing. They're standing there with their full auto-issued rifles, which they show on the news. Oh, the governor sent them down there. Oh, Biden sent 1,500 down there of the National Guard. But they're there literally to tell you to get out of their face and to make sure that the smuggled people get on board the buses and get shipped away. They're there completing the smuggling process. And they're being run by this woman in the NGO right here that's commanding the Border Patrol and everybody else. The NGOs are in charge. So this is treason you're looking at. And again, there was some reporters down there. They all just stood there and would ask Owen, don't speak. We're getting video. Don't say. And Owen told them, screw off. We need thousands of people down there. So I'll challenge Rolling Thunder, who I know can get 50,000, 100,000 motorcycles somewhere. Could we get Rolling Thunder to say they're going to go down to El Paso or they're going to go down to McAllen? Are they going to go? I mean, could we get that? Could we get, Turning Point USA, who are great guys that tell people to go there? And I'm sure if we call for it, these groups will do this. It's not about who sends the people. It's not about who gets the credit. We should pick some day, because it's thousands coming across a day, and go down there and just put people all across the border. We can spread out, in 3 or 4 of these key towns. And say, oh, 5,000 motorcycles go here and 5,000 go there and 5,000 go here. And then that's a real adventure. And now you're fighting human smuggling. Now you're actually doing something. But no, it's just go to the Capitol. And now notice Biden won't even give him a permit to go to the Capitol. Well, you don't need a permit to go to the Texas border. And the fact that Biden won't give him a permit to go to the Capitol, they should go to the Capitol. But it's sick. It's absolutely sick, Owen.
Well, it's a mindset, Alex, and I think that the hearts and the minds and the souls of Americans are starting to be relit with the torch of liberty and independence and self-governance that was revolutionary. I mean, that was the revolutionary idea, Alex, and it's upsetting that revolutionary idea, the concept, the understanding has been so misinterpreted and misread now. Folks, that was the revolution, that you are in charge of your life, that you are in charge of your destiny. That is your birthright when you are an American citizen. And somehow it got lost along the way, Alex. But see, this is why they want us dependent. This is why they want us dependent on all the major corporations. This is why they want us dependent on a paycheck. Why, I don't know what the number is. I think it's like 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. It's all by design so we can't unite. It's all by design so that we can't rise up. And of course, we know the one thing that is probably maintaining it all is the Second Amendment. There's a reason why there's never been a land invasion. And people always talk, oh, is China or Russia going to do a land invasion? Folks, China and Russia are not that dumb. They know if they come to this country, no matter what weak leadership we have or anything else, any land invasion of the United States is going to be an epic failure because there's an armed American behind every door.
That's right. They can't ever have a full-on straight-up attack. It's got to be an incremental, cut off the infrastructure, cut off the energy, destroy the culture, race war, turn us all against each other, which when you read their own documents is their plan. The people running our government have hijacked it. And I made the point earlier. First, it's fight the Reds and the Cold War, take our rights. And the left, the Carnegie groups, were all funding that the whole time. Literally put Lenin and Stalin in power. Then it's we're going to take your rights to fight the Muslims. Not saying there aren't radical Muslims, but the left and the West was funding Al-Qaeda and all that. And the Patriot Act was really for the American people. And now they're just saying, hey, all of you are diseased. Everybody's guilty. Everybody's suspect with the new COVID UN hysteria. And the UN's got its world treaty to take over our medical care and new lockdowns and forced injections. It's all in the news. Yeah, the UN's going to run things. Big deal. And then finally, oh, and by the way, if you don't like open borders or lockdowns, you are a white supremacist, anti-Semitic, and the ADL is going to tell the State Department to put you in jail. And the ADL sits there with a straight face and says, yes, we're going to censor and then arrest everybody. I mean, this is outrageous, Owen. This is not a sign of their strength. This is a sign of outrageous weakness. If none of us comply, if none of us bow and step and fetch to this intimidation and bullying, it's game over. But we should not take the bait and be violent. We should not take the bait and be racist or hateful to these groups because the ADL doesn't represent Jews. Black Lives Matter doesn't represent black people. It's all run by George Soros and the same globalist forces on record. And so they're just trying to get us all to kill each other. And I think we're smart enough not to do this.
Well, when we look at the tyranny jigsaw puzzle, there's two main pieces, Alex. And this is why I think we really got to be focused on this digital currency issue, because that's going to be the linchpin for everything, is the digital currency. Because if they can get us into the central bank digital currency, then everything else follows from that. They can shut you off from buying or selling. What does that mean? Well, if you go to the grocery store every week and that's your source for food for your family, they will shut it off because, oh, what? You didn't get your latest vaccine, or, oh, what? You didn't turn in your firearms, or, oh, what? You said something that isn't good speak in the current realm. So, okay, now all of a sudden you can't feed yourself. You can't feed your family. And this is what the central bank digital currency is all about. This is truly the linchpin to which all the global tyranny follows. And so we need to make sure that people understand the danger of this and they are well aware of what's going to follow it before they introduce it. Because we hear it now, Alex. Oh, the big cyber attack is coming. The big cyber attack. Oh, perfect. The big cyber attack to bring us in to the central digital currency. And then everything else follows from that.
And by the way, I want to play a Candace Owens clip of her talking about that when we come out. And we've got some other SCGs and some other clips that deal with this. But all over the country now, you go into CVS, wherever, they'll say, sorry, no humans are at checkout. And you got to use the auto checkout and no cash allowed. So they're already implementing it, folks. They're already bringing it in. We'll be right back. Stay with us. But I was going to play a lot of key clips. I have this Dr. David Martin clip that's going super viral, posted on Infowars.com, the live show feed. dealing with the premeditated injections designed to kill people. It's all documented. It's all coming out. An 8-minute excerpt of Robert Welch, 1958, predicting everything that would happen. But I wanted to get to an ex-UN executive director exposes disturbing links between oligarchs, pedophilia, and missing children. This is the former UN executive director, Kalin Georgios, says oligarchs who rule the world use missing children for sex and political control. And that's all coming out now with the Jeffrey Epstein documents being released. So the full hour interview is up on Infowars.com. I suggest you get it. I suggest you share it. But here is a short excerpt from the interview.
I do not consent. That's the point.
Yeah.
So ultimately, when you're saying we have to say no, you're saying you have to say no to the UN because they are really the oligarchs. And when they're talking about peace, they're talking about war because they're interested in war because that's a good way to make money. When they talk about wealth and economic liberty for everyone, they're talking about poverty because keeping people in poverty makes them money.
You control.
Yeah,
you control.
Control.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the moment, you know how many there are? More than 1 billion official, 1.2 billion people under $2 per day. The problem is that these oligarchs, all of them, are related with the system of the pedophilia one, because we know that there are more than 8 million children per year which they disappear. 8 million does mean the entire population of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
They disappear without any information, mm-hmm. simply like that. And this is the transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
So this criminal act is have to be stopped. And we stop in the moment when the people arrive in the consciousness and the people they arrive to understand that this is not their life.
Full video at Infowars.com. Now, I want to play a short clip of a talk show I was talking about. Alex Jones is right about the ESGs. Keep saying the SEGs, that there's another thing called SEGs. But the ESGs we've been talking about for years, they're now big news, is corporations create a global social credit score for corporations. And if they don't follow exactly what the UN and these SEG, ESG social credit score systems say, then they don't get any funding and they don't get to operate. That's why you see corporations falling on the sword and losing 20, 30, 40% of their market, tens of billions of dollars apiece. Target, Anheuser-Busch, the list goes on and on. They can't run off the edge of a cliff fast enough because the globalists will give them unlimited fiat currency they make out of nothing. So what's $10 billion? I'll be given $100 billion. They got to get this program in. They got to break our will. They got to get us to do things that we don't want to do. In fact, I saw a clip that I know I sent to the crew. There's just so many clips. And it was Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock, biggest hedge fund in the world, biggest consortium, trillions and trillions and trillions under management. And he said, it's all about behavior. We're about modifying people's behavior with our investments and getting them to do things they don't want to do. I think it was going viral 2 days ago on Twitter. If I didn't send it to you, type in, head of BlackRock says they're here to modify your behavior. So let's admit that. And what behavior do they want? Well, they don't want men and women having kids and nuclear family. They don't want us having any wealth. You'll own nothing and be happy. They want to control our lives. So here's a clip of folks talking about the ESGs. And then and then also Candace Owens asking a very important question. Here it is.
They were calling it a conspiracy theory when Alex Jones many years ago said that they want the U.S. to be like China with a social credit score. Not for nothing, he got demonized in the media. I remember being a kid. Everything he said that was going to go down, it's all going down. This ESG is a social credit score. If you don't play ball, they're not going to bail you out. So, of course, they want to push this electric so they could turn your bike off whenever they want. So if there's another situation where there's a medical reason why everybody needs to stay home, they could just turn everything off. That's why they want the electric. Could you imagine living in a world where they just turn your bike off, turn your car off?
What would you do if they brought the power grid down? And by they, I mean if the government purposefully brought the power grid down. And I'm not asking that question for fun. I'm asking that question because the World Economic Forum is predicting that a cyber pandemic, you can look this up, they've been running exercises about it this year, is inevitable. You're probably saying, what is a cyber pandemic? It doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, what are we even talking about? Well, first and foremost, the reason I'm even paying attention to the World Economic Forum and their exercises is because they notoriously, in 2019, ran an exercise for a coronavirus pandemic that oddly all became true. I mean, without one slight difference, they said that the coronavirus was going to escape from a wet market in South America. Of course, when the coronavirus swept the nation, swept the world in 2020, they said that it escaped from a wet market in China. You can still look that up, by the way. That's not a conspiracy theory. They simulated that coronavirus pandemic. It was the World Economic Forum in collaboration with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in collaboration with Johns Hopkins University. And the website is still up and they say, you know, the coronavirus pandemic is inevitable. And then boom, it happened the very next year. So people say it's a conspiracy theory to believe that they knew that the coronavirus pandemic was going to happen. You don't have to believe it was a conspiracy theory, or you can believe it wasn't a conspiracy theory. It's up to you. I don't really care. The point is that they made the prediction, they called it inevitable, and then it happened immediately. So for me personally, that signals to me that I should probably pay attention the next time the World Economic Forum makes a prediction and calls it inevitable. And lo and behold, they are predicting that a coronavirus pandemic, a cyber pandemic, pardon, is going to happen, and that it is once again inevitable. So if you look into the exercise that they have run this year, I believe they run it in July. They've been meeting and talking about the cyber pandemic, what it would look like. Essentially, their idea is that they're going to have to sanitize the internet because a bug, think of it as like a coronavirus for your computer, is going to sweep globally, and the only way they're going to be able to stop this bug from infecting everything is to effectively shut down the internet, right? And they were talking about bringing down the power grid in an effort to do this. So imagine the government bringing down the power grid, and you would not have access to anything that required an electrical charge.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
So there you go. So ladies and gentlemen, you're faced with an attack. You're faced with a takeover. And once they cut your resources off and give you the ESG system, the universal credit score, and the universal basic income, then they just start cutting more resources off. But they've got you in the trap. And so people will behave however they want. They admit this. So they want you dead. You're not going to get out of this by complying. And that's just a fact. Owen Schroyer.
You know, it's amazing that you've been talking about this for literally decades, and then Candace Owens just decides she's going to turn on her cell phone into selfie mode, shoot that video, and it's just like, boom, total viral information download for millions of people. So, folks, let me just say, you never know when an action that may seem trivial, mundane, or unnecessary to you might change the world. And so just remember that, folks, when you have a realization moment and you feel that lightning is striking you and you feel compelled to share it, do not hesitate. Do not hesitate at all. And we're up against a break here, Alex, so let's talk about this more on the other side. But, man, I mean,
you just said something really key. You just said something really, really important that I'm going to expand on when we come back, because it is the rock. It is the pebble in the pond and what it does. Some people say, Jones, aren't you frustrated? All these other people talk just like you now, and they're all famous. And I'm like, no, I love it. I don't territorialize this info. It's about beating the new world order. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. We've got some really big news, breaking and information we're going to be covering. Plus, in the third hour, we're going to air the entire 22-minute speech of Dr. David Martin at the European Union, laying out all the documents, totally proving it was cooked up in a lab. The shots were released to kill us, all been actuaried out, all standardized worldwide, all premeditated murder. That's who you're working for if you work for the system. They will kill you. And then also the Robert Welch excerpts of the speech in 58 predicting everything that's now happened. And that brings me back to what Owen was just saying here on the Alex Jones Show earlier, because he brings up the point that, wow, and we love Candace Owens, what a great person. We were talking about ESGs and power outages and their plans to do these blackouts, either blaming it on foreign adversaries or saying they've got to do it to protect the Earth from this virus, this digital virus, and that a cyber attack will make COVID look like nothing and something friendly and happy compared to what you're going to deal with. And so, yes, they're pre-programming to bring down the banking system, to bring down everything during a crash, and blame it on a cyber attack or a power outage or a solar flare to then bring in the ESGs, the central bank digital currencies, and all the rest of these systems. So that's where we are. And people, you know, these are the villains that have staged up before. They're pre-programming us again. They're getting ready. But a lot of folks do sit there and say, I see it all over Twitter. They go, why are you talking about this now? Alex Jones talked about it 20 years ago. I don't territorialize this information. My most sincere satisfaction, I wouldn't call it pride because that goes before a fall, but a satisfaction is hearing people on the street say things I talked about 20 years ago, saying it now, or seeing the work we did now come back even stronger. And so I love the fact that whether it's Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson or Candace Owens, that we trailblazed all this. But we trailblazed off information that Robert Welch and Ron Paul and countless others and G. Edward Griffin. So, again, it's not like, did G. Edward Griffin look at me, you know, taking his incredible work and making it even bigger and then, you know, adding my own research? No, we're all on the same team, and it's a beautiful thing. But I will say this. Candace Owens has apologized for this. She didn't defend me when I got censored when it first happened. A lot of other folks did. And later she came back and said it was wrong and had me on her show and apologized. And that's okay. They early on thought, we'll defend him. We'll get taken out. Then they learned, no, they're going to take everybody out. But that's what they do it incrementally, thinking, oh, you'll be the last group that they get to. That's another tyrannical methodology they use. So we do need folks to rally behind InfoWars and realize it's not just about what we said in the past that came true. We're charting what the enemy's going to do next, and that's our most important work. That's still where we really are, the trailblazers. I'll be completely honest. If there was enough people figuring out the enemy's next steps and over-the-horizon information, I would be doing a podcast once a week and writing 2 or 3 books a year. And I love the crew, and I love InfoWars, but it's big, it's stressful, it's crazy. It's just it's a full-time deal, and it's killing me. But at the same time, it's invigorating and empowering me at the same time. But I would hand the baton to, you know, somebody else. I've been doing it almost 30 years, 29 years. But we still have the job to do the full spectrum analysis and really tell people what's going on. Like now it's all over the news that the government's going to criminalize speech and take URLs. Well, we told you that when Biden got in, he had a press conference and said it, put out a national security strategy saying that the main mission is get white people. And you're like, that sounds insane. Ha, 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 you're crazy. No, no, they mean it, folks. They're going to take your bank account. Once they cut the power off, people are starving to death in mass. They'll say, okay, sign on to the new ESG, central bank digital currency system, and we'll stabilize your currency and you'll get some of your money back. But if you don't, imagine an FDIC bailout, but run by a supercomputer AI. And then you can only spend the money where they want, when they say, how they want. That's SEG. That's why all the companies are getting in line to whatever the UN and BlackRock say, because they're going to control our behavior. Owen Schroyer.
I think Americans are starting to realize this, Alex, and it's been kind of a slow burn because, like you said, at first it's so extreme. There's no way this could be happening. No way, not in America. Well, now everybody is dealing with it in some way, shape, or form, whether it was during COVID or whether it's with the internet censorship or maybe they're really politically involved now following elections. They can't believe what's going on there. The dam has got to break.
And it's all pre-planned. It's all pre-planned. They launched wars. They launched the COVID. They launched the open border. Now they're going to hit us with another virus. Now they're going to hit us with climate lockdowns. Now they're going to hit us with energy shortages. It's just everything is an attack, an attack, an attack, which they're already preset for, like with the lockdowns, to double the average billionaire's wealth while destroying the average person's savings. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just keep going back to the situation at the FBI right now, Alex, because this is I really don't think we can fully comprehend it. I mean, even the most informed minds like your own that have been following this forever, I think that there's a major blind spot for us here just because we're not there at the FBI, and FBI agents aren't activists. They're not. They're professionals that want to do a job. There are dozens of FBI whistleblowers that have gone forward to members of Congress, maybe some good members of Congress, maybe some compromised members of Congress, but they're just sitting there and they're like, what is going on here?
Well, Owen, when you say dozens, and the last 2.5 years, it's been in the press, there have been 10,000 federal whistleblowers. Most of them have been in ICE, but hundreds and hundreds in the FBI, exactly. There are thousands and thousands of people that are reporting criminal activity in the government. Well, we can see it out in the open. So again, these are all signs of desperation. I'm going to say this now. I did not plug in the first hour, and I'm not plugged yet in this hour. Plus, we have great products everybody needs. I'm not going to belabor this. InfoWars is paying the bills. We'd like to be able to send crew to cover stories. We'd like to be able to hire more people. We laid a lot of folks off and really got crushed down to nothing. We're still not out of the woods either. We can go back in the red anytime. So I want to thank everybody that's gone to InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to encourage everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and to get products really neat. X3 is back in stock. Most people have iodine deficiency. This is the best iodine out there, super high quality. Turbo Force is 10-hour clean energy. The Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. We have other great products there on the site as well, like Super Male Vitality. We have great CBD oil, highest quality, about 50% off what any competitors sell. Therefore, it's great for your brain, neurological systems, your nerves, your joints, your bones, your immune system. Full spectrum CBD in 10, 25, and 1,000 milligram. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And don't forget the nitric boost that Dr. Mikovits knows, he said, is the best formula I've seen. It's got all these key natural compounds that clean out the blood, thin the blood naturally, and deal with a lot of the garbage that's been artificially induced into our environment. So this is one of the biggest moves everybody should take. Just what it does in the libido department, though it's not sold or advertised as that, is what people really notice. So Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And when we come out with a new T-shirt, just in the next few weeks, the Alex Jones for President and the Trump Political Prisoner shirts will be gone. All the old hundreds of shirts, some of them bestsellers, some not, they're all gone. Can't get them anymore. Told you that. We didn't have shirts for 6 months. We have 2 shirts. They're in stock. When they're gone, they're gone. We're not making more of them. I got a few designs I'm looking at, so we're about to pick a new design this week, and then we'll get it in a couple of weeks, you know, made right here in America and printed up in Texas. But the point is that we'll have a new shirt coming out. If you want the Alex Jones for President shirt, or you want the Trump Political Prisoner shirt, get them now, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Owen, I'll be back hosting tomorrow for the full 3-4 hours of the show. You're going to take over in the next hour and introduce the incredibly important clip that needs to go mega viral. It is going viral. And that's dealing, obviously, with the poison shots and the EU hearings that they had on it, proving all of this. So that is going to be coming up. You're also not just going to air the David Martin clips. That'll take 2 segments. You're going to air the 8-minute boil down of Robert Welch in 1958. And you're going to cover some other issues as well. Owen, I really appreciate you and the crew. I appreciate the viewers and listeners. Thank you so much. The last minute, tell us what else you're going to hit in the next hour.
Sure. You know, on this Veterans Day, it is important that we remember people died to protect the liberties and the freedoms that we have here as a birthright. And we should never forget that. Many members of this audience have family members that have died. And maybe specifically one who didn't die in combat, but sadly a veteran who is deceased now, Ashley Babbitt, whose grieving family is still trying to get justice in that case. Major news when it comes to the elections coming up. Can we stop rigged elections in the United States of America? Major claims coming from Russia today as well. A call from Russia to arrest Lindsey Graham. Maybe we can negotiate a trade there. and the continuation of all the pride propaganda aimed at children. We're not even at Pride Month yet, and it's still overwhelming. It's all coming up on the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Okay, let's look at some of the news here before we go to Dr. David Martin exposing the COVID scandal. Maybe the biggest crime against humanity in world history, the creation of a virus, the releasing of the virus, or perhaps the vaccine in response to the virus, which looks like might be even more deadlier than the virus itself. So that's going to be coming up. Russia claims they have collected evidence of avian flu pathogens with lethality rate up to 40% in humans at U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. So let's put this into proper context. A biolab in Wuhan, China, funded by the U.S. government, working directly with Dr. Anthony Fauci, Peter Daszak, and others. It is now believed to be the source of the COVID-19 pandemic, intentionally released or unintentionally released. That was the source. Most people agree now. That is the official narrative. So, in other words, it came out of a lab, a biolab funded by the U.S. government. Well, that's the exact type of lab that Russia has now discovered in Ukraine, and actually they have discovered more than a dozen of them. Now, a little background on this. I don't know the exact date, but it was sometime around Russia's invasion of Ukraine when thinking minds were looking at this, including us right here at InfoWars, and saying, okay, well, let's look at all the details here. Let's look at what Russia's saying. Let's look at what Ukraine's saying. Let's look at what the U.S. government is saying. And there was one outlier, and that was the U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. Now, this story took off. Many people were reporting on it. And in fact, there was a direct connection to Rosemont Seneca, Hunter Biden's firm. Now, as that story was gaining momentum and steam, fact checkers and U.S. government officials alike came out and said, no, 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 there are no biolabs in Ukraine. This is not real. You can't listen to this. It's totally fake. Well, unfortunately, the information was already public. It was already on government websites, State Department websites. The U.S. biolabs in Ukraine was already public information. And they tried to go and scrub that information, but it was already there. The internet is forever. So then, after discovering that, yes, indeed, there are U.S. bioweapons labs in Ukraine, Victoria Nuland came out and confirmed it. But they tried to say, it's no big deal, nothing to see here, there's nothing to worry about, and then tried to spin it and say, so first they told you that the labs don't exist, then they spun it and they said, well, they do exist, but the real threat here is Russia getting their hands on the labs or breaking containment on the labs while they're invading Ukraine, and that's the real threat here. So first they said the biolabs didn't exist. Then they said, okay, they do exist, but Russia is the real threat. So now Russia has officially found them. They've made the public release, public press release, public statements. These are U.S. bioweapons labs. Here's what they've discovered. Now, could that have been a potential new outbreak, new pandemic? Might not happen now because these labs have been discovered and called out? Why isn't this a bigger story for the international press? These bioweapons labs that were the result, or the first COVID pandemic was a result of them, you'd think that'd be a bigger story. So why isn't that the bigger story? Well, because if this is Russia doing the good thing and trying to shut these labs down or expose them, they can't have any ideas being put into your head that perhaps it's not Russia that's the bad guy in this war. Or even if Russia is the bad guy, they're going to get against bad guys. They're making bioweapons labs. Russia issues arrest warrant for Lindsey Graham over Ukraine comments. And this is him bragging about how great it is to be killing Russians and how it's the best money they've ever spent. You know, maybe if we made a trade deal with Russia, maybe say send Lindsey Graham over there to Russia and then maybe we could have peace. I mean, I don't know. Maybe an idea. Well, there's no doubt for all of us, the biggest crime against humanity was the creation and release, intentionally or unintentionally, of COVID-19 that led to the scamdemic, plandemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it, that led to so much economic crisis and other such fallout around the world, including then the deadly vaccines that got rolled out and in many cases became mandatory. Well, people are starting to realize what a gigantic crime against humanity it was, and they're starting to call it out on major platforms. And so here is one example, Dr. David Martin breaking down, in his view, what went on with COVID-19 and the shots that followed. Here is Dr. David Martin.
It is a particularly interesting location for me to be sitting today, given that over a decade ago, I sat in this very chair right here in the European Union Parliament. And at that time, I warned the world of what was coming. During that conversation that was hosted at the time by the Green and EFA and a number of the other parties of the European Union's various representations, we were having a conversation on whether Europe should adopt the United States policy of allowing for the patents on biologically derived materials. And at the time, I urged this body and I urged people around the world that the weaponization of nature against humanity had dire consequences. Tragically, I sit here today with that unfortunate line that I don't like to say, which I told you so. But the fact of the matter is, we're here not for a reprisal on past decisions. We're here to actually, once again, come to the face of the human condition and ask the question, who do we want to be? What do we want humanity to look like? And rather than seeing this as an exercise in futility, which is very easy from time to time when you're in the position I'm in, I actually see this not as an exercise in futility. I see this as one of the greatest opportunities that faces us, because we now have a public conversation, which is now front and center in people's minds. When this was an esoteric conversation about biological patents, nobody cared. But when that conversation came home, then it became something people can care about. So I'm actually quite grateful for this opportunity. I thank the members of Parliament for hosting this. I thank all of the translators who, I apologize in advance, I will use terminology that is probably very difficult to translate, so my apologies. And I'd also like to acknowledge the fact that many of you are aware of my involvement with this, in large part due to the amazing work of my wonderful wife, Kim Martin, who encouraged me at the very early days of this pandemic to get on front of the camera and talk about all the information that I had been sharing among very small groups around the world. And it was, in fact, her encouragement that put me in a place where many of you have heard what I have to say. Ironically, the world that I came from, that used to be very popular, my CNBC and Bloomberg presentations, which were televised on mainstream media around the world, was an audience that I lost. I can confidently say COVID diminished my fame. But I can also confidently say that I'd rather stand among the people with whom I'm standing today than any of the folks that were part of that previous world. So this is a much better place to be. My role today is to set the stage for this conversation in a historical context, because this did not come in the last 3 years. This did not come in the last 5 or 6 years. This actually is an ongoing question that probably began here in Europe in the early stages of the mid-1900s, but certainly by 1913, 1914, this conversation started right here in Central Europe. The pandemic that we alleged to have happened in the last few years also did not happen overnight. In fact, the very specific pandemic using coronavirus began in a very different time. And we'll try to advance the slides here with one of these things. Oh, there we go. Most of you don't know that coronavirus as a model of a pathogen was isolated in 1965. Coronavirus was identified in 1965 as one of the first infectious replicatable viral models that could be used to modify a series of other experiences of the human condition. It was isolated once upon a time associated with the common cold. But what's particularly interesting about its isolation in 1965 was that it was immediately identified as a pathogen that could be used and modified for a whole host of reasons. And you heard me correctly, that was 1965. And by the way, these slides are public domain. You're welcome to look at every single reference. Every comment that I made is based on published material. So do make sure that you look at those references. But in 1966, the very first COV coronavirus model was used as a transatlantic biological experiment in human manipulation. And you heard the date, 1966. I hope you're getting the point of what I'm saying. This is not an overnight thing. This is actually something that's been long in the making. A year before I was born, we had the first transatlantic coronavirus data sharing experiment between the United States and the United Kingdom. And in 1967, the year I was born, we did the first human trials on inoculating people with modified coronavirus. Isn't that amazing? 56 years ago, the overnight success of a pathogen that's been 56 years in engineering. And I want that to chill with all of you. Where were we when we actually allowed, in violation of biological and chemical weapons treaties, where were we as a human civilization when we thought it was an acceptable thing to do to take a pathogen for the United States and infect the world with it? Where was that conversation? And what should have been that conversation in 1967? That conversation wasn't had. Ironically, the common cold was turned into a chimera in the 1970s. And in 1975, 1976, and 1977, we started figuring out how to modify coronavirus by putting it into different animals, pigs and dogs. And not surprisingly, by the time we got to 1990, we found out that coronavirus as an infectious agent was an industrial problem for two primary industries, the industries of dogs and pigs. Dog breeders and pigs found that coronavirus created gastrointestinal problems, and that became the basis for Pfizer's first spike protein vaccine patent filed, are you ready for this, in 1990. Did you hear what I just said? 1990. Operation Warp Speed? I'm sorry. Where's the warp and the speed? Pfizer, 1990, the very first spike protein vaccine for coronavirus. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't it fascinating that we were told that, well, the spike protein is a new thing. We just found out that that's the problem. No. As a matter of fact, we didn't just find out it was not just now the problem. We found that out in 1990 and filed the first patents on vaccines in 1990 for the spike protein of coronavirus. And who would have thought? Pfizer. Clearly the innocent organization that does nothing but promote human health. Clearly Pfizer. The organization that has not bought the votes in this chamber and in every chamber of every government around the world. Not that Pfizer. Certainly, they wouldn't have had anything to do with this. But oh yes, they did. And in 1990, they found out that there was a problem with vaccines. They didn't work.
All right, we're going to have more here from Dr. David Martin on the other side of this break. Do not go anywhere. Let's go back to Dr. David Martin calling out the COVID-19 scam and the deadly vaccines in response.
You know why they didn't work? It turns out that coronavirus is a very malleable model. It transforms and it changes and it mutates over time. As a matter of fact, every publication on vaccines for coronavirus from 1990 until 2018, every single publication concluded that coronavirus escapes the vaccine impulse because it modifies and mutates too quickly for vaccines to be effective. And since 1990 to 2018, that is the published science, ladies and gentlemen. That's following the science. Following the science is their own indictment of their own programs that said it doesn't work. And there are thousands of publications to that effect, not a few hundred, and not paid for by pharmaceutical companies. These are publications that are independent scientific research that shows unequivocally, including efforts of the chimera modifications made by Ralph Baerck and the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. All of them show vaccines do not work on coronavirus. That's the science. And that science has never been disputed. But then we had an interesting development in 2002. And this date is most important. Because in 2002, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, patented, and I quote, an infectious replication defective clone of coronavirus. Listen to those words, infectious replication defective. What does that phrase actually mean? For those of you not familiar with language, let me unpack it for you. Infectious replication defective means a weapon. It means something meant to target an individual, but not have collateral damage to other individuals. That's what infectious replication defective means. And that patent was filed in 2002 on work funded by NIAID's Anthony Fauci from 1999 to 2002. And that work, patented at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, mysteriously preceded SARS 1.0 by a year. Dave, are you suggesting that SARS 1.0 wasn't from a wet market in Wuhan? Are you suggesting it might have come from a laboratory in the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill? No, I'm not suggesting it. I'm telling you that's the facts. We engineered SARS. SARS is not a naturally occurring phenomenon. The naturally occurring phenomenon is called the common cold. It's called influenza-like illness. It's called gastroenteritis. That's the naturally occurring coronavirus. SARS is the research developed by humans weaponizing a life system model to actually attack human beings. And they patented it in 2002. And in 2003, giant surprise, the CDC filed the patent on coronavirus isolated from humans in violation, once again, of biological and chemical weapons treaties and laws that we have in the United States. And I'm very, very precise on this. The United States likes to talk about its rights and everything else and the rule of law and all the nonsense that we like to talk about. But we don't ratify treaties about, I don't know, defending humans. We conspicuously avoid that. We actually have a great track record of advocating for human rights and then denying them when it comes to actually being part of the international community, which is a slightly problematic thing. But let's get something very clear. When the CDC in April of 2003 filed the patent on SARS coronavirus isolated from humans, what did they do? They downloaded a sequence from China and filed a patent on it in the United States. Any of you familiar with biological and chemical weapons treaties knows that's a violation. That's a crime. That's not an innocent oops. That's a crime. And the United States Patent Office went as far as to reject that patent application on two occasions until the CDC decided to bribe the Patent Office to override the patent examiner to ultimately issue the patent in 2007 on SARS coronavirus. But let's not let that get away from us, because it turns out that the RT-PCR, which was the test that we allegedly were going to use to identify the risks associated with coronavirus, was actually identified as a bioterrorism threat by me in the European Union-sponsored events in 2002 and 2003, 20 years ago. That happened here in Brussels and across Europe. In 2005, this particular pathogen was specifically labeled as a bioterrorism and bioweapon platform technology. Described as such, that's not my terminology that I'm applying to it. It was actually described as a bioweapons platform technology in 2005. And from 2005 onwards, it was actually a biowarfare enabling agent, its official classification from 2005 forward. I don't know if that sounds like public health to you. Does it? Biological warfare enabling technology. That feels like not public health. That feels like not medicine. That feels like a weapon designed to take out humanity. That's what it feels like. And it feels like that because that's exactly what it is. We have been lured into believing that EcoHealth Alliance and DARPA and all of these organizations are what we should be pointing to. But we've been specifically requested to ignore the facts that over $10 billion have been funneled through black operations through the check of Anthony Fauci and a side-by-side ledger where NIAID has a balance sheet and next to it is a biodefense balance sheet equivalent dollar-for-dollar matching that no one in the media talks about. And it's been going on since 2005. Our gain-of-function moratorium, the moratorium that was supposed to freeze any efforts to do gain-of-function research. Conveniently, in the fall of 2014, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, received a letter from NIAID saying that while the gain-of-function moratorium on coronavirus in vivo should be suspended, because their grants had already been funded, they received an exemption. Did you hear what I just said? A biological weapons lab facility at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, received an exemption from the gain-of-function moratorium so that by 2016, we could publish the journal article that said, SARS coronavirus is poised for human emergence in 2016. And what, you might ask, Dave, was the coronavirus poised for human emergence? It was WIV1, Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1. Poised for human emergence in 2016 at the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, such that by the time we get to 2017 and 2018, the following phrase entered into common parlance among the community. There is going to be an accidental or intentional release of a respiratory pathogen.
All right, let's pick it up from this point when we return here on the other side of the break of this Memorial Day edition of the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And we go back to the conclusion of this historic speech, truly historic, from Dr. David Martin. Find it on band.video on the Bill Gates is Evil channel. Timeline, COVID-19 is a military bioweapon, Dr. David Martin concludes.
The operative word, obviously, in that phrase, the word release. Does that sound like leak? Does that sound like a bat and a pangolin went into a bar in the Wuhan market and hung out and had sex, and lo and behold, we got SARS-CoV-2? No. Accidental or intentional release of a respiratory pathogen was the terminology used, and four times in April of 2019, 7 months before the allegation of patient number one, four patent applications of Moderna were modified to include the term accidental or intentional release of a respiratory pathogen as the justification for making a vaccine for a thing that did not exist. Keep going. If you have not done so, please make sure that you make reference in every investigation to the premeditation nature of this, because it was in September of 2019 that the world was informed that we were going to have an accidental or intentional release of a respiratory pathogen so that by September 2020, there would be a worldwide acceptance of a universal vaccine template. That's their words right in front of you on the screen. The intent was to get the world to accept a universal vaccine template, and the intent was to use coronavirus to get there. And the last slide. This isn't advancing, so if I could have somebody advance. Let's read this, because we have to read this into the record everywhere I go. Until an infectious disease crisis is very real, present, and at the emergency threshold, it is often largely ignored. To sustain the funding base beyond the crisis, he said, we need to increase the public understanding for the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-influenza or pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. Sounds like public health? Sounds like the best of humanity? No, ladies and gentlemen, this was premeditated domestic terrorism stated at the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2015, published in front of them. This is an act of biological and chemical warfare perpetrated on the human race, and it was admitted to in writing that this was a financial heist and a financial fraud. Investors will follow if they see profit at the end of the process. Let me conclude by making five very brief recommendations. The last slide. Nature was hijacked. This whole story started in 1965 when we decided to hijack a natural model and decide to start manipulating it. Science was hijacked when the only questions that could be asked were questions authorized under the patent protection of the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, and their equivalent organizations around the world. We didn't have independent science. We had hijacked science. And unfortunately, there was no moral oversight in violation of all of the codes that we stand for. There was no independent, financially disinterested, independent review board ever impaneled around coronavirus. Not once. Not once. Not since 1965. We do not have a single independent IRB ever impaneled around coronavirus. So morality was suspended for medical countermeasures. And ultimately, humanity was lost because we decided to allow it to happen. Our job today is to say no more gain-of-function research, period. No more weaponization of nature, period. And most importantly, no more corporate patronage of science for their own self-interest, unless they assume 100% product liability for every injury and every death that they maintain. Thank you very much.
Now let's hope Dr. David Martin does not stop on this crusade. And let's hope many other good men and women in the medical field join him, in the media, join him, in government, join him. Because it should be a no-brainer, and it should be a victory for humans on planet Earth. But you see the news out of Ukraine, out of Russia, how the U.S. biological weapons labs have been discovered. So those need to be shut down, and those responsible for those need to be exposed and discussed, if not potentially charged. Because this is truly mad scientist villain stuff that Dr. David Martin just discussed there, that we've been covering dealing with COVID for years here as well. So let's hope there's a proper response there. Now, one of our big issues here is health. One of my big things is health. And so that's why I love the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we sell health supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you about one that is imperative, ladies and gentlemen. And that is Survival Shield X3 Nascent Triiodine. Here's why this is imperative. They put the bad halogen in the water, the fluoride, a neurotoxin. They put that poison into the water. You've got to combat that. Plus, iodine is already necessary for the human function, and most people are deficient. It's well known, deficient in iodine. So we have the solution. That is Survival Shield X3 at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off while supplies last. And we want to make sure that all InfoWarriors can experience the next evolution in activated nascent iodine with this massive sale on Survival Shield X3. 25% off. What's in there, you ask? Derived from ancient sea salts deep beneath the Earth's surface, Survival Shield X3 uses a newly discovered process to stabilize the nascent iodine in an activated tri-iodine formula to bring nascent iodine amplitude off the charts. Survival Shield X3 was manufactured in a state-licensed facility using powerful ingredients to bring you the most powerful and affordable nascent iodine formula around. With the incredible tri-iodine formula, Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism to assist your overall well-being. And so, ladies and gentlemen, don't be iodine deficient. Get Survival Shield X3 at InfoWarsStore.com. And while supplies last, 25% off. And if you are a regular active user of Survival Shield X3, you know this product sells out quite consistently. So 25% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. But let me just tell you how much I love other products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Fizzy Magnesium, which I drank my Fizzy Magnesium today. Most people are magnesium deficient. This is so key, especially if you're physically active. If you're having a lot of cramps, might be because you're deficient in magnesium. Now, I like it because it's the best orange drink mix I've ever had. And I grew up, I remember me and my dad both, we liked certain orange drink mixes. I'll just say the name of one of them. You may remember a drink mix called Tang. I don't know if it was the most healthy thing out there, but me and my dad loved Tang. So my mom would always have a pitcher of cold Tang in the fridge for us. This is better than Tang. This is better flavor, best orange drink mix flavor I've ever had. And it's healthy for you. So it doesn't get any better than that. And so if you've got kids at home, you don't want to have the high fructose corn syrup, all the different dyes, the color dyes, the processed sugars. You don't want your children drinking that. Don't have those drinks in the fridge if you want them to be healthy. But a cold pitcher of Fizzy Magnesium Orange Drink Mix, they're going to like that. They're going to like the flavor, and you know it's healthy for them. And remember to always mix it with filtered water, because of all the garbage they put in the water, in the tap water. And you can get your water filters at InfoWarsStore.com as well. So we don't just talk about problems here. We offer solutions. Many of them can be found at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. And for that, we are grateful. All right, more big news coming up on the other side. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go back in time with you here on the Alex Jones Show, Memorial Day edition, on this Monday, May 29th, 2023. We're going to go back in time to 1958, when one Robert Welsh was speaking in front of the John Birch Society. Now, there's an important takeaway before we go to this clip to understand. All this information that we discuss here today in the modern age, when it comes to corrupt governments, world domination, anti-human activities, this stuff has been going on for decades, if not centuries, if not even millennia. And so this next clip that we're about to play from 1958 is just yet another example. And I wonder if not some of the commentary done right here at InfoWars will also go down into a time capsule, if you will, to be played decades or centuries later. And people will say, huh, listen to what they were saying back then. How did they know all of this back then? How is it that we were warned and yet still fell into the trap? And so this is just another example of that. So many different examples of that. Hopefully, though, with the groundwork laid by people like Robert Welsh in this video, and now the current groundwork being laid by individuals like Alex Jones and others, maybe we can finally stop having to go back in time listen to these warnings and say, why did we know about this and not do anything? We can all tell that something has gone horribly wrong on this planet when it comes to corruption in government and the attacks on humanity. But we've only gotten to this point because we never heard the warnings like this from 1958, Robert Welch in front of the John Birch Society.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. Now, here are the aims for the United States. One, greatly expanded government spending for every conceivable means of getting rid of ever larger sums of American money as wastefully as possible. Two, higher and then much higher taxes. Three, an increasingly unbalanced budget despite the higher taxes. Four, wild inflation of our currency. Five, government controls of prices, wages, and materials, supposedly to combat inflation. Six, greatly increased socialistic controls over every operation of our economy and every activity of our daily lives. This is to be accompanied, naturally and automatically, by a correspondingly huge increase in the size of our bureaucracy and in both the cost and reach of our domestic government. Seven, far more centralization of power in Washington and the practical elimination of our state lines. There is a many-faceted drive at work to have our state lines eventually mean no more within the nation than our county lines do now within the states. Eight, the steady advance of federal aid to and control over our educational system, leading to complete federalization of our public education. Nine, a constant hammering into the American consciousness of the horror of modern warfare, the beauties and the absolute necessity of peace. Peace always on communist terms, of course. And 10, the consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world and of the United States itself. So brush the insider's dust out of your eyes, my friends, and the communist soap suds out of your brain, and ask yourselves in all honesty, what on earth is wrong with the United States simply minding its own business? Or with having its foreign policy function primarily for the safety and benefit of the American people. Which is exactly what we had done for the first 140 years of our existence as a nation, to the incredible advantage of ourselves and everybody else. Everybody, that is, except a numerically small clique of power-lusting conspirators who had somehow inflicted themselves on a gullible world. While we turn to a very brief summarization of what we hope the John Birch Society will help and even sometimes lead the American people to accomplish during the next 15 years. One, our first and most important specific undertaking should be to restore the complete independence of the United States. This includes our resolution to get us out of the United Nations and get the United Nations out of the United States. Two, we must once again make our money freely redeemable in gold at some realistic price. And we must take all practicable legislative steps to prevent a recurrence of the enormous thievery and other subversive crimes that have been perpetrated on the American people through a contrived inflation by every president from Franklin Roosevelt through Richard Nixon. 3, we should reduce the number of government bureaus, of government civilian employees, and the whole quantity of government by at least 50%. And we should achieve at least this much reduction in proper fashion through gradually convincing a majority of the American people of the wisdom of such a course. 4, we should withdraw all American troops from every spot on earth that is not American soil, except when and where such troops may be required, as decided by Congress, to protect American lives and property from criminal vandalism. 5. We should get government out of the areas and functions and activities where government does not belong. Again, all steps to this end should be taken gradually, but nevertheless just as rapidly as enough of the American people can be persuaded to support such progress. Any such achievement will require a truly massive educational force, but that's exactly what we hope to build during the next 15 years. We could go ahead for at least 100 numbered items, but the John Birch Society will undoubtedly be working on more than that many specific projects, which will be laid out in its bulletins before another 180 months will have rolled around. And all of them will fit into, all of these projects will fit into the general pattern indicated by the 5 major objectives listed above. So let's really wind up this marathon monologue with one final thought. None of us can guarantee anything about what the future will bring. Your speaker knows what a job we have before us to rid our country of the scourge of communism within the next few years, and then to go ahead on our constructive program so well that 15 years from now, we shall already be entering an era of far less government, of a much sounder sense of responsibility, and, with God's help, of a better world. But I sincerely believe that it can be done, and this much I know. If every man and woman in this audience should leave here tonight feeling in his or her own mind and heart that it can and must be done, then it surely will be. And so, all of you patriots of good character, good conscience, and noble ideals, whom we can reach with the filmed version of this speech in 1,000 other audiences, it is with a great deal of confidence and energizing will to win that we invite you to join us in our epic undertaking. While to all of you great, wonderful friends in this present audience, I certainly extend my very deep thanks indeed for so much patience and attention. Thank you and good night.
On the Alex Jones Show, and happy Memorial Day. Not a happy day for the memorials of those who died in useless wars. Again, one lying war after another. What's your favorite one? How about the little daddy's boy with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball? A little arrogant, a little nothing of a clown that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag just like the rest of them. George W. Bush. Yep. George W. Bush. They're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. And 88% of the people swallowed the crap spewing out of that little moron's mouth. Yep. A little nothing of a boy. It's one big club and you ain't in it. This little clown. Maybe he could have got a job as a cashier at Walmart's. Oh, no, my daddy was president. Oh, yeah, your grandfather was Prescott Bush, huh? Yeah, Bush. Oh, the guy that was selling stuff to the Nazis, that Prescott? Hey, I forgot. Happy Memorial Day. Like the first Iraq war that his father got us into, or the second Iraq war? Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Oh, if only women were in charge. Hey, how about Condoleezza Rice? The next mushroom cloud. Yeah, you see. Oh, you mean a woman selling us war? I forgot. How about that war whore, Hillary Clinton? Hey, how about Samantha Power? I forgot Susan Rice. Oh, not white rice, black rice. Yeah, any race, creed, or color, good and bad comes in all of them. All little low-life, warmongering pieces of crap. Let's honor them. Let's bow down to them. Be a stupid American. Warmongering freaks. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. Hey, if an Italian said that, they'd call us the mafia. Oh, but a Barack Obama could do it, and I call him something. Why, Salenti, you racist? I want Assad out of there. Oh, you mean the guy in Syria? And what's America doing in Syria? Oh, stealing their oil on the East Coast. Warmongers, happy Memorial Day. All the poor guys and women that believe the crap coming out of these crap head mouths. Oh, I forgot little Billy Clinton, another arrogant boy with a big mouth and a pair of cojones probably a little bigger than George Bush, because every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad, bombs away over Baghdad. Happy Memorial Day in memory of the poor American soldiers who died for nothing, other than to enrich the military-industrial complex. Oh, I forgot. Lloyd Austin, our defense secretary of defense, last job, sitting on the board of directors of Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor. Lying us into one war after another. Yep. It's a freak show, and that's why you tune into InfoWars, because they're giving you what none of the other media out there is. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the economy, geopolitics, what the world is going on, and what you can do to help change it. Stay tuned. Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. Again, there's the cover for the website, trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. There is no magazine in the world, I'll put you, let me know if there is, that gives you the in-depth geopolitical and socioeconomic trends analysis and trend forecasts that the Trends Journal has. Nobody. Nowhere, anywhere. This week's is 188 pages. New one comes out tomorrow. No ads. I can't read 180. You read what you want. You want to read about technocracy? You want to read about health, fitness, and nutrition? You want to be around high-tech science? You want to about the economy, geopolitics? That's the magazine for you. By the way, the grand total of $2.86 a week. That's it. That's it. So, going back to the low-life pieces of scum crap that are running and ruining our lives, and I mentioned the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama. It was always all his talks, folks, 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 always folks, folks, folksing us. Yeah. Reuters. U.S. President Barack Obama. Obama administration said Assad regime has crossed red line. Evidence is clear that chemical weapons are used against rebel forces in Syria. A total, total lie. The facts were there. It never happened. As a result, U.S. President Barack Obama has decided to directly arm the rebels, quote, to strengthen their effectiveness. The new aid will, quote, be military. Isn't that nice? Yep. The Nobel Peace, a crap prize winner. Another arrogant, multi-millionaire. Again, call him out man to man. Wouldn't know where to. Can't say the words. Yep. But they love war. Yep. Oh, you ready for this? Oh, this is from History Today, so you know I'm not making it up. President Clinton punishes Iraq for plot to kill George W. Bush. Happy Memorial Day! In retaliation for an Iraqi plot to assassinate former U.S. President George W. Bush during his April visit to Kuwait. Hey, little Georgie, big Georgie. Oh, your daddy was Prescott Bush? Yeah, that Georgie Bush? What are you doing in Kuwait? You're an American. Stay home. Oh, no, we got to save Kuwait. Oh, you remember the lies that they did in the first Iraq War? That the Iraqis were going into the Kuwait hospitals and putting bayonets through the hearts of kids that were in incubators? Remember that lie? Oh, yeah. Punish, total lie, total fabrication. In retaliation for an Iraqi plot to assassinate former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, yeah. During his April visit to Kuwait, President Bill Clinton orders U.S. warships to fire Tomahawk cruise missiles at Iraqi intelligence headquarters. Yep. Total, 23 Tomahawk missiles, each costing more than $1 million, were fired off the USS Peterson in the Red Sea and the cruiser Chancellorville in the Persian Gulf, destroying buildings and killing several civilians. Why those dirty Russians? Oh, no, that was Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton. Bill murderer. Can't use the proper language that's situational to say this. That gets paid over $300,000 to BS for an hour to the Goldman Sachs gang. Yeah, payback. Get away with that Glass-Steagall Act, huh? Hundreds of millions of dollars they make. Yep. One after another. And why do the people follow? Because if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. Think of the press as a great keyboard on which the government can play. Oh, who said that? The press? You mean the prostitutes? Hey, where's little Donnie Lemon? Is he squeezing anybody's lemons or maybe some limes? How about that little prostitute? Oh, Jake Tapper. Oh, don't tap with him. One little clown after another. Oh, who said this, by the way? Joseph Goebbels, Reich Minister of Propaganda for Nazi Germany. And Richard Murderer Nixon knew it, and he played the game. The quote, "The American people don't believe anything until they see it on television." Yeah. Listen to Rachel Maddow. I told you a quick story. I used to be on with Tucker Carlson when he was on MSNBC. I'm there one night, early 2006, 2008, around that time. And I'm waiting in the green room, and I'm listening to this person on the air. And she leaves, and I said to Tucker Carlson, I said, "Hey, Gerald, I'm doing good." I said, who was that? I said, she was insufferable. Her name is Rachel Maddow, he said, and they're grooming her. Those are the American people. That's what they believe. Anything until they see it on television, Richard Nixon, the American people. That's why you turn into InfoWars. That's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We can't get bought out. And to tell you how bad it is, latest poll, a plurality voters get their news from TV. Yep, just came out this study. 43% of the people. 43% of the people swallow the crap spewing out of the mouth of these little boys and girl prostitutes. Media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. Yep. We all know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. William J. Casey, CIA director, 1981. Oh, CIA director, huh? Oh, you see RFK Jr.? He's running for president. What did he say a couple of weeks ago? The CIA assassinated his father and his uncle. I read your Goebbels, what he said about how they use the media, the prostitutes. Just read you what Nixon said about put it on TV, let them swallow it. They'll believe it. What William J. Casey said. The facts are all there. That is why you need to do all you can to put your money where your heart and mind are. And you do that by supporting InfoWars. And they have the products that help you. So they're helping you as you're helping them. And again, if you want to read history before it happens, I was on with Alex Jones in January saying that the best ticket would be RFK Jr. and Judge Napolitano, months before RFK Jr. announced it. So we're giving you everything we can. It's up to you to do everything you can. We'll be right back. Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. As I said, do everything you can to support InfoWars because, their crew works hard, nonstop to give you the best that they can give you. And I go to InfoWars every day. I want to see what articles they have up there. And they have a lot of great ones that you don't find in a lot of other places. You know, once upon a time, I used to go to Drudge Report. They had great stuff up there. Not anymore. They have the same stupid thing up there day after day, day after day, day after day. So, again, the people are ready for something new. Although they're watching the morons on TV, the prostitutes on mainstream media, a new Rasmussen poll, matter of fact, I think I saw this on InfoWars, found that almost two-thirds of Americans believe the media, quote, is truly an enemy of the people. The survey found that a total of 59% of likely voters either strongly or somewhat agree with that statement. And that's why InfoWars is giving you what you can't find anywhere else, and we're giving you with the Trends Journal that you can't find anywhere else. Because they're all media whores out there. They're prostitutes. They could get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. You look at so many people on the mainstream media that came from the government. That's Psaki. She's with MSNBC. She was the mouthpiece for Biden. You know, one after another, they're all out there. Stephanopoulos was the mouthpiece for Clinton. So we've lost our freedom, and the words have been distorted for what we call people liberals. They're not liberals. They're libtards, and they're suffering from libtarditis. A liberal, willing to respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own. open to new ideas. No, no, no. Those days are over. Oh, where I am up here in Kingston, New York, this is libtard land. I, Gerald Celente, am one of the most hated people here by the little libtards suffering from libtarditis. Libtarditis, of course, is you swallow crap. You're a crap swallower. All the crap that's shoved out to you by the little clown up here that's the mayor, a little zookeeper before that, but his family has the inside scoop, a little nothing of a boy. Oh, yeah. Cut down the trees on the most historic four corners of America because I own three of the buildings there and didn't want it to look as beautiful as I make it. Libtarditis, oh, that they hate me when I had a peace and freedom rally when everything was locked down by little Andy Cuomo. My daddy was Mario. Renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge after my daddy. Oh, you forgot to put the Mario M. Cuomo on it. So redo it. It only cost us taxpayers $30 million. So in that arrogant little boy of nothing that the morons from Hollywood, what Hollywood? A bunch of jerks off over there in Hollywood gave him an Emmy Award or something for being able to be one of the great BS artists to sell us the COVID war. So when he locked down everything and I had a peace and freedom rally here, which several hundred people attended back in July 4th of 2020, boy, did they hate me for doing that. Why, how dare you do that, Celente? You should be hiding in your house like us. You should lock down your business like we do. And I died. I died from the coronavirus because we had several hundred people there. And we weren't standing 6 feet apart because the wind blows exactly in straight lines, 6 feet apart. It doesn't go around. It doesn't go up or down. It goes in straight lines. So you obey me? I am little Andy Cuomo who they threw me out of office because they said I felt up jicks? Oh, yeah? The little jerks. There's a parking lot across the street over here for the Ulster County. Yeah, they ripped down all the beautiful buildings. This is the third Dutch settlement. More pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings here than anywhere. But they ripped them all down so they could give parking to the people that work for the Ulster County so they don't have to look for parking. They have the farmer's market over there. They took it off the street. When COVID hit, because we had to make the people safe. And these little boys and girls with the brains of a kindergarten kid painting with their chalk circles outside the parking lot to go in. Open parking lot, big open parking lot. Every 6 feet you stand, every 6 feet you stay there because the wind blows exactly in straight lines at 6 feet. And then they had a clown over there counting how many people went into the parking lot. And then when you got to the vendors, and we have great vendors up here, by the way, you know, it's all, you know, the Hudson Valley, you know, great farmers and stuff. You had to stand 6 feet in front of the vendor, each one, because all you people out there, the wind only blows in straight lines at 6 feet. Hey, remember the plastic shields when you went to the cashiers? Oh, yeah, the wind didn't go like that, doesn't go like that, doesn't go like that, only goes like that. Yep. How about those kids that they had playing instruments in the little tents? You forgot that one? Oh, how about Warren Wilhelm Jr., a little piece of fat slob
playing mayor of New York. My name is Bill de Blasio. I want to get the Italian-American vote. Warren Wilhelm Jr., you will listen to me? Close down your business. The office occupancy rate in New York City is around 49%. The vacancy rate, 20%. The commercial business office bust is going to bring down the banking system. Look at that little clown. Look at that little arrogant jerk. I believe him. I'm a Democrat. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a repulsive kid. I'm really stupid. I swallow crap. And that's why you got to support InfoWars. Because InfoWars is doing everything they can to support you. Vax, yep. Get the vax. Up to you know what. So we're going to be back. We're going to be talking a lot more about a lot more things. Remember, the future's in your hands. Don't drop it. Oh, it's great being on the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, Alex Jones was just talking, and I think it was Fauci that said, you know, you could get this virus anywhere, so it could be coming through the screen. So I'm wearing this mask that they say is totally useless, but everybody wears them anyway. And when I go to the health food stores up here in Libtard land, about 60% of the people are still wearing masks. And remember, when you touch yourself, make sure you sanitize your hands. Remember all the moronic people doing that everywhere? When the chances of touching something and getting the virus were like 1 in 10,000? Oh, but those are only facts, so we won't talk about them. So remember, every time you do this, do that. That's how stupid everybody is. Hey, dumbbell. If you're breathing through this, you think that tiny particles could go through this? Oh, and the little sides over here? That is America. A-M-E-R-I-K-A. The damage that the COVID war has done is incalculable. I talked about the office building bust. Your office vacancy rate, meaning vacant buildings in New York City, 20%. Over there in San Francisco, where the little geeky boys, the little geeks of nothing, the Zuckerbergs, the Cooks, the Peach Eyes, one little clown after another, the Dorsey, they were the first ones to lock down. Go home. Don't work at home, because we'll make a lot of money by people Zooming and buying online. So we're going to scare you, really, because when the virus first hit America, again, only the details, write them in the Trends Journal. It hit Kirkland, Washington. What's that? Oh, you mean it hit old age homes with people suffering from pre-existing comorbidities died? That's right. But that little Dorsey boy, who's going to go to South Africa, wrote about it in the magazine, the Trends Journal, as it was happening, didn't go. I don't want to get virus. I don't want to die of COVID over there. He was the first one to lock down. Everyone followed. So what am I talking about? The office vacancy rate in San Francisco, not occupancy, vacancy, 30%. 30% of the buildings are vacant. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Me and the gang, because that's all it is, that own all these big buildings. Hey, we got to pay our loan, you know? Oh, you mean you have to pay your loan as you have floating loans? Which means when the interest rates go up, you have to pay more, and now you have less tenants? How are you going to pay your loan? Keep the building. The banking bust has just begun. This will not be stagflation. It will be dragflation. Oh, you can't say drag. And Alex Jones should not say that they've been harassed. Harassed is not a good word to say. You know, anyway, let's really be stupid. Dragflation means that the GDP, the gross domestic product, is going to drag down and inflation is going to go up. And the world is bigger than America. Dragflation has already hit Germany, the biggest economy in Europe. They are officially in recession. Two quarters of negative gross domestic product as inflation keeps rising. The office building bust is huge. Over $5 trillion in debt are coming due in the commercial sector. Out of the 10 largest cities in America, your office occupancy rate is 49.6%, according to Kastle, K-A-S-T-L-E, Systems. Not making it up, their number. All the businesses, the delicatessens, the restaurants, the bars, the dry cleaners are drying up. Some 30% went out of business. People are going back to work 2-3 days a week. Friday used to be happy hour. No happy hour. Nope, not going to work on Friday, not going on Monday. Want a longer weekend. This thing's going down big and hard. So, what to do? Here's the story. It all has to do with interest rates. And every day, the game keeps changing. The banks, the gangsters, that morons and imbeciles call the Federal Reserve, brought to us by a warmongering piece of slimy crap, may he rot in hell, Woodrow Wilson, who gave us World War I, the Federal Reserve, federal income tax, and the IRS. Yeah, that guy. The banksters. Are they going to raise interest rates on January 13th and 14th after they meet on the 13th, 14th they're meeting? And again, here's a cover by the great Anthony Frieda years ago, 2012. Nothing's changed. The Prince of Peace became violent to drive the money changers out of the temple. So here's the story. If they raise interest rates on the 14th of June, the economy goes down, equities go down, and gold goes down. If they pause, gold goes up, the economy will move up, and equities will move up. End of story. That's the way we see it. You're looking at the numbers coming out. Oh, the GDP, you know, the consumer spending went up. Yeah, it went up in the service sector. People spending more on rents, people spending more on healthcare, spending less buying big items, or they're buying cars. What a joke the cars are. I have a 1994 Audi Cabriolet. Got two of them. Three of them. One I use for parts. I hate these new cars. Trunk goes up by itself. You know, don't use the key to open the door. And then everything breaks. It costs you a fortune to get it fixed. The average price of a new car is almost $50,000. Consumer debt is at $17 trillion. Interest rates go up. This economy goes down. Oh, your credit cards? Hey, they got the mafia. They used to charge 10% interest. Hey, how much do they charge the banks, the gangsters? What, 24, 25%? We have a crime syndicate. Politicians. So here's the T-shirt. They could go trendsjournal.com, and go to shop. You got it? Hey, politicians, who the F are you to tell me what to do? And here's the back of the shirt. Brought to you by my cousin Liz. Yep. Little clowns, little boys and girls of nothing. The little arrogant jerks that I hated in high school and college that wanted to be class president and head of the student council. Hey, Katsun, you forgot two words, public servant. You work for me. No, I'm Chucky Schumer. I'm Diane Not-So-Feinstein. I'm out of my mind McConnell. Little Lindsay, you come out of the closet at Graham. We'll be right back.
Hey, great beat on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, remember when the arrogant little morons, oh, there's our rally. That was the rally we had this weekend. Look at the crowd. Way out into the streets everywhere. It was Make America Healthy Again. Yep. One after another. That's Diane Sayre. She's running for U.S. Senate here. We had Gary Null. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who is RFK Jr.'s national campaign manager. John Whitehead. What a turnout. What a time. And you can watch the whole video when you go to OccupyPeace.com. OccupyPeace.com. And we're doing everything we can. And I want to thank all the people, by the way, that donated. They just didn't put a lot of money to put on. We had the top crews here, the sound system, the whole thing. It was great. Everybody was terrific. Everybody. All races, creeds, and colors. Black, white, old, young, Asian. Yep. Great, 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 great crew people. Came as far as Oregon, New Orleans, Missouri. Yeah. Came from all over the United States. And I'm not saying this because I put this on. You watch this rally, Make America Healthy Again, and you tell me if you've ever seen one like this. You let me know. That's Sean Griffin, who did a gig. He was great. Played a peace song he did during the Iraq War about peace. It was a first rate. Everybody was terrific. And again, and you look behind, you can't see it now, but the scene behind him, there's a big dove of steel. That's the Four Corners of Freedom. This is the most historic Four Corners in America. The only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings. That garden is behind the 1750s Franz Rogan House, and I own three of them. I bought these buildings because they represent the freedom of America. I bought them when nobody wanted them. You could see the people, they were everywhere, thousands. Again, go to OccupyPeace.com and you could watch it. Yeah, look, everybody, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. Gary Null, John Whitehead, Frank Morano, Craig Dradula, Pasta Ladig. Yep, one great speaker after another. And, of course, I was one of them as well. There's Frank Morano, big show on WABC. So you can see the beauty of what we've created, and American flags everywhere. So, again, support us because we're supporting you, and support InfoWars because they're supporting you too. And they have these great products and great sales. And right now they have their Turbo Force Plus, and it's back. And it's a more advanced formula than they used to have. And it gives you optimum focus and energy. And you get it now, 25% off. More power, more strength, more energy. Vitamin C, thiamine, AB, vitamin, niacin, vitamin B6. One great ingredient, green tea leaf extract, kola nut extract, coffee berry, yerba. One long list of powerful, time-tested ingredients. You get this Turbo Force Plus, it's going to be your number one go-to source for quick, accessible energy. So you could energize your day and boost your energy get on the go by going to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Turbo Force Plus for 25% off. And by the way, you can only get this at InfoWars. So they're giving you everything that they can give you to make America healthy again. And that's what our Peace and Freedom Rally was about. And I have to thank the great Gary Null for coming up with that. And he has Progressive Radio Network. And he's doing everything he can as well. So do what you can. You know, I've done a number of interviews, actually a number of Russian radio stations, TV stations recently. And they're asking me about the debt ceiling. It's not, this thing's not going to go anywhere. It's all talk. It's always all talk. Yeah, they did it, the Obama administration, they made a deal, but it's political crap. Biden, they never asked about the debt ceiling. And he dumped a lot more debt in there than a lot of other people because the Repulsivekins were in charge. And now that the Repulsivekins are back in charge and they're going after the Democrats, they made it a big deal, but it got nowhere. And here is the most disgusting element, as I see it, as a warrior for the Prince of Peace, not like these arrogant little boys and girls who love war but couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. All these little libtards, we got to support Ukraine as they steal $130 billion of our money as our infrastructure goes down the crap hole and people living paycheck to paycheck. No, not then. You know what they did? The proposed military spending budget would be increased to $886 billion next year, which is in line with Mr. Biden, the arrogant draft dodger, warmongering, moronic, out of his mind freak. Requested in his 2024 budget proposal and rise it to $895 billion in 2025. Now, when you put in the intelligence, which is an oxymoron, because there's nothing intelligent about the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the FU, you know what? Yeah, nothing. Over $1 trillion. And again, Brown University, not Gerald Celente, recent study, $8 trillion of our dough going to the military industrial complex to murder people around the world since 9/11, killed up to 4.5 million. That is your debt ceiling. That's why I hold these rallies. You're not doing it for me. This thing cost a lot of money to put on. We didn't get the money from Occupy Peace. We didn't get enough. Had to come out of Salenti's pocket. So please donate to Occupy Peace. We had the best sound system guy there. You know, the best of everything. You saw the setup. I mean, brilliant, brilliant. And everybody could not have been better. Oh, and I have top security here, too. Yep. I have the off-duty Kingston police. These guys and women are real men and women. They don't bust your chops. You didn't put on your signal light before you got 100 feet to the stops. They don't do that. They're locals. That's who our security was. Dennis Kucinich was blown away by it. So we're fighting for peace and freedom. And it's up to you to join because an overgrown military establishment, which under any form of government are inauspicious to liberty and which are to be regarded as particularly hostile to Republican liberty, meaning the Republic of America. George Washington. It is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world. Did you hear that, Lindsay? Did you come out of the closet yet, Graham? Again, I had it with these little political freaks. Go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, and tell them what you think. You can get these t-shirts, there's hoodies, there's all different kinds. Hey, politicians, who the F are you to tell me what to do? Who the F are you to tell me what to do? Got it? Look at that. How could you be so stupid to swallow the crap coming out of that little crap head's mouth? So, here we got it. We're doing everything we can, and so is InfoWars. Support InfoWars.